free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. And now, as they say, the math is clear. We have Joe Biden pretty much has sealed up the nomination, as many people expected. You even had Andrew Yang, who is always lecturing us about math, although he doesn't seem to understand anything about history or human nature. He has absolutely no context for the math that he puts out there. Yeah, it's about more than just math. But yeah, the math is pretty much clear. You had Joe Biden pretty much sweeping the results yesterday. He now has a big lead over Bernie Sanders. So we're going to be talking about what this guy looks like, because yesterday during the program, it came across the desk as he was campaigning on before the primaries on Tuesday, the encounter that he had with the factory worker about the Second Amendment. And we discussed a little bit about that and how hypocritical he was and how he lost his cool. He was absolutely triggered. I tweeted out this morning a picture of Joe Biden's trigger levels as he gets more and more excited. He actually woke up at one point and he got triggered over guns. He says, "You can't yell fire." He switched it over to the First Amendment. But maybe he was talking about the Second Amendment. You know, the Tree of Liberty is watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. So don't yell fire if you got an AR-14. That was one of the things that I didn't catch on that article when it came across the desk real quickly. I didn't catch that he called it an AR-14. You know, that expert on firearms who's always lecturing us about assault weapons, but never really seems to care much about the Constitution or natural rights. As I pointed out, Joe Biden is a dyed-in-the-wool statist. Before he started suffering from dementia, and it kind of softened the edges of Joe, made him kind of like, you know, lovable old grandfather, Sleepy Joe, sleepwalking his way into the nomination and the footnotes of history as he's going to get wiped off the map by President Trump, I believe. But nevertheless, he has always been a very, very dangerous statist and authoritarian, as I've said many times. He was upset with Clarence Thomas. They felt that he didn't go far enough pushing Thomas over the Anita Hill nonsense, which was nonsense, because within a couple of years, she was defending Bill Clinton. Talk about Me Too, the Me Too movement, the hypocrisy of the feminists in that. But the people in the Democrat Party were kind of upset that he didn't push that enough. And what he really did push was coming after Clarence Thomas, saying, "You have talked about natural rights. Well, you know, so did the Declaration of Independence. You know, that thing, the thing that he can't remember, Declaration of Independence." Actually, I think he was talking about God as being the thing. Can't say God. That'll get you kicked right out. They don't care what the situation. They'll vote for a Marxist before they'll vote for somebody that references God. So I had to choke that off. But yeah, also the thing, the Declaration of Independence. He does not support natural rights. And we're going to talk about what this looks like. We're going to talk about some of the blowback on that besides just the math. It's not about the math. It's about individual liberty. That's what government is about. That's the American idea, about protecting our individual liberty. That's why we have the government, Joe. It's not so that you can tell us what we can own and what we can't own, so that you can dictate to us what medical treatments we can have and that you don't approve of. You're not going to let us have that. And the ones that we don't want to have, you're going to force us to have that anyway. We're going to talk about the chrononomics. Where is the market today? Man, we're going to talk about the vaccine issue, because, folks, that is the issue. It really is a freedom issue. And when we look at the way the government is responding to this, that is the thing that I fear. I fear that more than the coronavirus. Liberty or death. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's really smart to get high-quality, storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also smart to drink filtered water with an Alexa Pure system. It's one of the highest rated out there and extremely affordable. And it's just as important to have your immune system boosted during times like this. And DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so many other amazing ingredients is the base foundation for your entire body, your mitochondrial output inside your cells, your telomeres, and so much more. DNA Force is now, after 4 months of being sold out, back in stock, 40% off. This is our flagship product. I'm so proud of it, and I had run out of it as well. So when I got it last week, when it came back in, I was so excited. It's now available at InfoWarsStore.com. You're getting a wonderful formula, and it funds the information war with the important fight that we're carrying out for not just the American people, but the people of the world. So please get your DNA Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, March 11th. Year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about Joe Biden, essentially wrapping up the nomination. We're going to talk about how Bernie's got the socialist blues. Yeah, those kind of blues. I don't typically like to use the colors that they have assigned to us. They did that because the Marxists, the socialists, the progressives, whatever you want to call them, I don't care what euphemism you want to call it. Environmentalists, okay. They're not red. They're not green. No, we're red. They're blue. Come on, give me a break. They use colors like they use other labels, verbal labels. And they use these constantly evolving labels to try to obfuscate what they really are about. But you take a look at their policies and there's no difference whatsoever. So we got Bernie out there saying, socialism's never been tried. No, but that excuse has. We've heard that over and over again. But we'll talk about, what this is looking like. And, we'll talk about go into a little bit more detail about the AR-14 incident yesterday. And, the long history that Joe Biden has had about threatening people. Folks, he is an angry statist. He is also suffering from dementia. We don't really know who's going to be running the government if he is elected, but I think we got a pretty good idea. Because he's already talking about a lot of Obama personnel. It's going to be the Obama administration repeated. That's one of the reasons why Obama got behind him. I think also because he wants to push Michelle Obama either as a running mate or for president in the next election when there's an open election. But before we get into that, I want to talk about Coronomics. We had the stock market recover yesterday. It's not looking too good in the pre-market futures today. Not into total panic territory. But there's an interesting article on Zero Hedge. A toilet paper run is kind of like a bank run. Yeah, exactly. I guess the answer to both of those is quantitative easing and more paper, right? So what do you do when the economy's got the runs? Panic buying knows no borders. Shoppers in Australia, Japan, Hong Kong, and the U.S. have caught toilet paper fever on the back of the COVID-19 panic. And this panic is typically referred to by the initials FOMO, fear of missing out. This is one of the things that suckers in those of us on the outside of the stock market who are not privy to insider information, who don't have sufficient capital to actually force market moves on particular stocks. These people can force something down and profit. As it's going down, they can then buy it cheap and write it back up after they start buying again. We don't have that kind of ability, and we don't have insider information. And yes, I know it's against the law, but, so are a lot of drugs. And it is, there's a big market in insider trading, just like there's a big market in illicit drugs. It doesn't stop it by declaring that it's illegal, just like we should remind Joe Biden that, alcohol prohibition hasn't worked, drug prohibition hasn't worked, gun prohibition's not going to work. The effect of that is going to be violence. It's going to be more concentrated forms of whatever it is that you're trying to prohibit. It's going to be giving a monopoly to organized crime. That doesn't have a uniform. But anyway, let's get back to this. A fear of missing out is what happens with a run on the banks, but it's also what is happening with toilet paper. So the toilet paper situation is essentially like a bank run. Because, you know, banks only hold a fraction of their deposits as cash reserves. And so in this article, they talk about Nobel Prize winning economist John Nash, who talks about this. But I'll just remind you again of the video that I did on the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve. It's a wonderful lie, talking about the creation of the Federal Reserve and drawing analogies to It's a Wonderful Life, since so many people are so well-versed with that movie. It gives us a good way to illustrate what was really done, just like you had the banker Potter orchestrate a panic. He orchestrated a run on the bank, on the savings and loan there, to try to put them out of business and come in and say, yeah, I'm your savior and so forth. The same thing was done by J.P. Morgan. And that's how they got the Federal Reserve into they created the demand for the Federal Reserve. Oh, you got to panic here. We don't want to have these bubbles that burst and so forth. So we need to have a central bank. It's going to stabilize everything. And then they created the Great Depression. And you even had Bernanke say, sorry, we created the Great Depression. We had economists who were saying that for a very long time, many of them. And finally, Bernanke admitted it almost 100 years later. Maybe it was about 100 years later. And he said, sorry, we did that. We won't do it again. As they were creating the biggest bubble the world has ever seen. So when we look at what happens with this, so you remember the movie, right? He starts a whispering campaign. He gets everybody panicked, so they go to the bank to get their money out at the same time. And since it's a fractional reserve situation, you have to have George Bailey go in and try to calm it down. Wait a minute. We don't have all that money. What do you mean you don't have all that money? Right? And he says, well, what do you need to get till tomorrow? Okay, I'll give you that amount of money. You know, he starts handing out. What do you need? Just, you know, all right, you want all that? I'll give you all your money. And the next person says, well, I just need some money for groceries or something. So he gives them that amount of money. Well, what do you do with this? As the economist John Nash pointed out, if everybody acts normally, we have equilibrium. There'll be toilet paper on the shop shelves and people can relax and they can buy it as they need. But if other people panic, the optimal strategy for you is to do the same. Otherwise, you'll be left without toilet paper. Everyone is facing the same strategies and the same payoff. So others will panic if you panic. The result is another kind of equilibrium where everybody panic buys. And so, you know, the question is, where is the George Bailey? Well, I think the George Bailey is in the White House. President Trump is trying to tell people, look, we'll take care of this. What do you need? All right, we'll take care of the payroll taxes. We'll cut the payroll taxes till the end of the year. The Democrats are there. I don't think so. I think we're going to, you're not doing enough. We're going to not do this. Calm down. He's trying to calm everybody down. The Democrats and the media are trying to panic everybody about this. And it will be a self-fulfilling prophecy if they do. They'll take us into a greater depression than we've ever seen if we don't calm this down. And so right now, the only George Bailey I see is President Trump in the White House. We'll talk about what he's doing. But let's talk about a little bit of the panic. We got restaurants in Seattle, for example, turning into a ghost town. One place, the Pike Place Bakery in Seattle. They said, we've seen at least a 50 to 70% drop with tourists coming through the market and in our sales compared to last year and the years before. So what are they doing? Well, some of the restaurants are trying to use takeout to keep up with the demand. They say, we know a lot of people are working from home, so we offer to deliver it at home. Some are even offering no contact delivery where they just leave the food at the door. And then you even got some that are going ahead and offering you vitamin supplements of vitamin C to go along with what you've ordered, the food that you've ordered. We look at the airlines. And again, President Trump has talked about the fact that they need to step in and help the airlines and they need to help the cruise lines and so forth because they're going to completely be out of business. Nobody is getting the story that we had last week. How many people would take a free cruise if it was offered to them? It was a pretty small percentage of people would even accept it. They didn't ask them, would you go on a cruise if we paid you? But it's getting almost to that point with airlines. New York to Miami, $51. Chicago to San Francisco, $137. New York to London, under $500. New York to Paris, return, $285. Or here's a real bargain. If you want to go from Shanghai to Chongqing in China, you can do it for $4.10. Yeah, and nobody is taking them up on that either. The media is being blamed by the airline industry. They say the media is panicking people. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And they're doing it for political purposes. That's really what's happening here. They want to take over not the savings and loan, but the White House.
I always promote DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the cells and empowers the telomeres and the mitochondria. It's the most powerful formula out there sold over the counter that is known to energize the body. I'm not going to jack up prices during crisis, but I am going to end up running out. So fund the info war, boost your immune system, and get things like X2 and X3, the absolute building block of the whole body, clean iodine, atomic, powerful, total booster in your whole life, not just for immune. Immunity, but for libido, stamina, you name it. And you need to boost your immunity at InfoWarsStore.com with Bodies, with DNA Force Plus, with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, with Ultra 12 that's back in stock, and Turbo Force, by the way, just came back into stock. It just boosts everything. InfoWarsStore.com, you fund the InfoWar, you fund the rebellion against the globalists, you get great prices, and you boost your immune system. A total 360 win. Take action, InfoWarsStore.com today, because just as important as food is boosting you and your family's immune system.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody needs food. I'm proud we're selling high-quality food. Elections, globalism, the economy, the bubble. This is something you need on your checklist to have done. But for me, it just is a bummer to know that everybody needs food. And I had long discussions this morning, over an hour-long discussion with different individuals at different levels of this, right down to the folks running the plants to get the best idea we have. But they want me to say 6 to 8 weeks just so people aren't getting pissed. But understand, the last food company, the biggest food company, is now at hundreds of times their regular order, and they were having discussions with me about stopping the promotion of food sales next week, and at a certain point just saying we're done, because people aren't going to take food orders out 10 weeks. We don't want to sit on your money 10 weeks and then just all the weirdness that comes with that, because we're honest, under promise, over deliver. But technically it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks, and we want you to get a great deal and feel like we took care of you so you come back again. We want relationships with you. We're not Satanists. We're the opposite. We don't screw people over. We believe in Jesus Christ, and we've been blessed by you. We're all in this together.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years, and I didn't listen, and I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we heard that's the music to Amazing Stories, done by John Williams, by the way. That was a series that went back into the, when was it, 70s, 80s, 90s, I don't know when. But it was a Steven Spielberg series, and they have revived that now with Apple TV. We saw the first one, Don't Bother. It wasn't that great a series. It had great music, because of course, you know, John Williams, but... the series, the original one, and the one that I'm sure that Apple paid a hefty sum of money for is something you don't really have to worry about. But let's talk about amazing stories. When we talk about the airlines, I gave you some amazing prices. You know, you want to take a flight in China? $4. You know, pretty soon they're going to be paying you to keep the airlines going, I guess. Because, you know, we're talking about communists there. The airline industries, the Airlines for America, it's a trade group, they said yesterday that false media narratives have led to confusion and uncertainty across the country. And, they're saying, you can make your own decisions about whether you want to, fly in an enclosed plane at this point in time. I don't know. You know, I look at this, I think that this is very easily caught. I just got over a very bad bout because I was flying, and I said way before this coronavirus thing happened, I said I hate to fly, and I hate to go on cruise ships because of all the hassle with TSA, I don't take all the supplements that I travel with all the time, that I use on a daily basis. So I don't want to travel with all those things. And so I wound up for a couple of weeks not taking any supplements, and I got very sick on the trip. I don't know if it was on the plane or at the airports or being locked up in a cruise ship. That's a whole nother story. I've talked about that in the past. I won't get into that again. But these are things that a lot of people like to do that they're afraid to do right now. The stock market rallied yesterday after the worst day in 12 years. One of the reasons for this was because President Trump was pushing a payroll tax cut. We're going to talk about the details of that coming up. And yet this morning, the futures are down over 500 points. So it looks like the panic is coming back into the stock market. The UK government has now, the Bank of England has said that they're going to follow the Federal Reserve and cut interest rates by 50%, not 50 percent, 50 basis points. And so it's going to be a half a percent on the interest rates that they're going to cut it. We'll see what happens with that. They have a new corona budget that the UK government is going to be coming out with. Italy, in order to try to help the people there, after putting the entire country on essentially lockdown, creating a panic situation there as people going to the grocery stores at the last minute, you know, to make sure that they got their food and their coronavirus before they go back home. they're now going through the streets, hectoring people with bullhorns in Naples. Police are roaming the streets with a bullhorn, telling people stay indoors. And the prime minister said that everyone must give up something to protect the health of the citizens. Yeah, that herd mentality, right? The herd immunity. I think, as I said yesterday, that this is getting this bad in Italy because their health system was already overwhelmed because it's being run by the government. And this goes back, as I said, personal experiences of my wife's relatives, an elderly lady who died in their family, who died in the late 70s from a broken leg because she was elderly. That meant that she got put at the end of the waiting list and her broken leg turned into gangrene and killed her. Exactly the same sort of thing that Bloomberg was saying. Hey, look, we got to be honest with people. You know, you're old, you just don't get health care. That's what we tell people. And if you're young, we'll pay to kill you before, so you don't become a burden on our finances and we can get your mom to work. So In Italy, they say they're going to suspend mortgage payments for both businesses and individuals. And people are hoarding food in a lockdown scenario, especially places like Milan. That's one of the first areas that was hit. And, you know, I thought it was kind of interesting. And I don't know if there's a connection here or not. But just like Wuhan, Milan was one of the first cities in that country, in Italy, to have 5G rolled out. And I don't think that that is, certainly it's not causing this, not the ultimate cause of it, but I think that it can exacerbate this because I think that it does affect your immune system. We know from the experiments of Alan Fry, who worked at the U.S. Navy in terms of doing research, the only research that has ever been conducted into the effects of microwave radiation on humans, really, was done by Alan Fry. He did extensive research and they just ignored it. Buried it. One of the things that he found was that if you expose people to, expose rats and also people, to microwave radiation, you can, it basically breaks down the blood-brain barrier. You're putting dye in the blood, exposing the test subject to microwave radiation, and you can see that dye going from the blood into the brain, which means that if you have toxins, or if you have bacteria or viruses, that those can then pass into the brain. And we've had some panicked reports about how, look at this, the coronavirus. We've had some instances where this has got into the nervous system. That's really strange. Well, that may not be the coronavirus. That may be the effect of 5G in these cities where they brought it in. So whenever you have a bad situation, the government is always there to make it worse. Now, speaking of making a bad situation worse, let's talk about Joe Biden and his sleepwalking into the nomination. A very dangerous individual, but of course we don't really know who the president will be if he gets the nomination. But I want to go back to what he had to say about gun confiscation, because this has now become a moderate position for the Democrats that they're going to confiscate all guns. Remember, Joe Biden represents the sane wing of the Democrat Party, as they imagine it. He's not extreme like Bernie. He just wants to take all your guns and go to war with you if you don't turn them in. And so you had this, and I'll play this again. I played a little bit of it yesterday. We didn't go through the whole thing, so I didn't hear the comment about AR-14. But I want to get video clip number two. Let me know when you guys have got that ready. I tweeted out this morning a picture of Joe Biden as he was totally triggered on this. And we don't have enough time to play this full clip before we go to break, so we'll play it when we come back. But I said it shows Joe getting increasingly angry and shouting at the guy there. And it says trigger level. And I said, yeah, he was triggered over guns, telling the guy, don't yell fire. And then also talking about AR-14s. You don't need an AR-14. Well, I can't find one, Joe. I've been looking for an AR-14 in all the gun magazines, and I can't find it. It's like some new weapon. Let me tell you what, Joe. If you prohibit guns, there will be AR-14s. There'll be AR-16s and 17s. There'll be AR-35s or what. They're going to come up with a plethora of new guns, and they'll be far more lethal than anything that's out there. And they'll only be sold in the black market by organized crime and cartels. That's what you're going to wind up creating. But he says that he's going to go to war with all the people who currently have guns, that you don't have a right because he doesn't believe in rights. Everything is a government-granted privilege. Joe will decide what you can and cannot have.
Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12 back in stock are now. Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there, 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com are the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout-out for your pod. So that Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and that Super Blue whitening toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gums. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took TurboForce on my way to the gym right now. I've had 4 shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that Body's has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir. Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, InfoWars.com, and it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the TurboForce. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that TurboForce is amazing.
How is TurboForce different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time released. And there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why TurboForce has such a great effect. And so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like TurboForce.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we had Joe Biden, Mr. Cool, and he lost it yesterday. He was triggered, angrily shouted at this guy in a factory, as some people put it. He melted down, told him that he was full of well, you know, that stuff that we got to have so much toilet paper for. Screaming at the guy. And I want to play that clip for you. And then I want to go back and play you some of the radical statements that Joe Biden has made about gun confiscation. We are the ones who should be in his face angry. Of course, if that guy had gotten as angry as he should be, even more angry than Joe Biden did, he probably would have been taken out by the Secret Service that was there to protect the head of the Dementia Party. But let's go back and play video clip number 2. This is Joe Biden in the factory telling the guy that he was full of excrement. Video clip 2.
These union workers that have been working countless hours under the Trump administration, I'd like you to explain how you plan to not only keep us working, but how you intend on getting the union vote when there is a large portion of the union workers that are gun enthusiasts, and you are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're for it.
Shush.
I support the Second Amendment. Second Amendment.
He supports
it. Right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun. I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge. My son's hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds.
So when you were in a veto, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video. Well,
it's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out that are simply a lie.
Your voice.
Yeah, we'll play the record, Joe.
Oh, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR-14s and what?
Okay, this is not okay.
AR-14s.
You don't tell me anything, pal. I want to go outside.
There's a lot of guys wanting me, man.
I'm not worried. Hold on. Give me a break, man. Don't be such a worry.
You're pushing up on me.
Hey, there's a lot of
people. Hey,
all right, it's a lot of screaming back and forth, but we know exactly where Joe Biden is. He's right there with Eric Swalwell and Beto O'Rourke and many others. As a matter of fact, he has said this on multiple occasions. Let's go to video clip number five. We have when he went to New Hampshire, he essentially said the same thing that Beto O'Rourke and Eric Swalwell, you remember Eric Swalwell said, well, you know, you think that you're going to resist us taking your guns? Well, we have nuclear weapons, and they're legit. Yeah, we're going to use those. And Beto O'Rourke has basically said the same thing and also said you're not going to have anything that they imagine to be an assault weapon. And again, their definition of assault weapon is, you know, something like an AR-14. They don't really know what they're talking about. An assault weapon is anything that essentially scares them. It looks scary. I mean, what they're talking about with an AR-15 is a semi-automatic rifle that shoots .22 for the most part. And that's what they want to take away from people. Let's go back to New Hampshire, where he had some interesting things to say. Video clip number five.
No, man, by the way, those who say the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots, a great line. Well, guess what? The fact is, if you're going to take on the government, you need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles. There's no way an AK-47 is going to take care of you if you're going to take on, you're worried about the government coming down, knocking down your door. And so, it's bizarre. We never said you could own any weapon at all from the beginning. You can't own a machine gun. You can't own a bazooka. You can't own an M1 tank. No matter how much money you have, you can limit the kind of weapons that are able to be owned. And so I think, and by the way, I've all the work I've done on this, including in our administration, I now have over 58% of the NRA members acknowledging you can't own an assault weapon. There's no need for it. You can't have a magazine that has more than 10 rounds in it.
Now, why is that? Why is that? You know, we had Santa Ana. We had King of England basically telling us, you can't have those state-of-the-art rifles. You can't have a cannon when they went to take them from the people conquered in Lexington at the Alamo and Goliad. You're not going to be allowed to have that. You think you're going to fight the government? You're going to need to have at least 5,000 troops, maybe more, you know, to fight our army. You've only got 189 guys here at the Alamo. What are you going to do about that? Maybe Joe Biden, as I pointed out yesterday, maybe he ought to take a look at the Iraq war that he supported. And if he thinks that he won that, if he thinks that he and Barack won that, he might want to look at the fact that American soldiers are still dying. We haven't won that war. We haven't won the Afghanistan war in 19 years. We haven't won the Iraqi war in 17 years. It's called asymmetric warfare, Joe. That's what we're talking about. And we're talking about mutually assured destruction, the balance of power between the people who are armed as a militia versus a government with an unconstitutional standing army. There's nothing in the Constitution that supports a standing army, but it does support an armed population for this very reason. And yes, you have legitimate, very effective weapons, and you use those weapons. You use them in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and it looked like you had basically wrapped everything up. But you couldn't control the area. And it might take 10 years, it might take 20 years, it might take 50 years, but you're going to lose that war like you have lost every asymmetric war over the past 60 years. You've lost every single one of them, Joe. You better take a look at this. You don't want to go down this path of mutually assured destruction. Only somebody who is mad, insane, would push that. And that's exactly where the Democrats are today. They're crazy enough to pull that trigger. And it's equivalent to somebody starting a nuclear war between the U.S. and Russia, which, by the way, they want to do that as well. Everything is Russia, Russia, Russia. Even yesterday, we've got Democrat lawmakers in Connecticut screaming about grassroots activists, parents with their kids, saying, we want to have informed consent. We don't want you forcing vaccines on us without our informed consent. And they said, where are you getting your money? You've got a website and you've got social media. Where are you getting your money for all this stuff? Because everything they do is AstroTurf. And they implied, well, you're getting your money from foreign governments. It's probably Russia pushing all this anti-vaccine stuff. Well, that wasn't the first time or the only time that Joe Biden has said you don't have the right to have bazookas or tanks or flamethrowers or jets. And you better get a jet because we've got the jet. Right? Well, again, you had the biggest military on earth with the British at the time of Concord and Lexington. It looked like absolute folly to resist that when they came for the cannons. And the same thing with Santa Ana. But we also had him saying it another time. This is November 6th with CNN interview. Let's play video clip number 7. This is Joe Biden talking about gun confiscation again with Anderson Cooper.
So to gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo. You're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period. Look, the Second Amendment doesn't
say they're not illegal because we have the Second Amendment.
The kinds of weapons people can own. You can't buy a bazooka. You can't have a flamethrower. The guys who make these arguments are the people who say the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. We need the protection against the government. We need an F-15 for that. You need something well beyond whether or not you're going to have an assault weapon.
Yeah, he said that over and over again. As a matter of fact, he said something similar when he was in Las Vegas, September the 27th. So that was November. You heard what he had to say yesterday. Oh, I'm not taking your guns. Well, yeah, I'm not going to let you have assault rifles. I'm going to take your guns. Back in Las Vegas, he was speaking before the anniversary of the Vegas shooting. He said, we've got to have universal background checks. We've got to take away the assault weapons. He said, you need a weapon to protect yourself from the government. You better get an F-15. You better get yourself a jet fighter. And the idea that the AR-15 is going to protect you from the government, come on. Well, Joe, you really don't know, do you? Totally clueless. Clueless Joe. Just take a look at Iraq. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's wonderful that so many people are now thinking about preparedness and that we're seeing record food sales, not just here, but across the world. That's good. People need to be self-sufficient. The average person is living hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck, and doesn't even know how to change their tire. We need to reverse this trend and start getting prepared. And that means even with just the basics, even a 3-week food supply that you know is always there, that you only go to in emergencies. That said, boosting your immune system is just as critical or even more so. And things like DNA Force Plus that's now back in stock is so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, the engine of your body. It's back in stock, 40% off right now, along with Ultra 12 and along with Vitamin Mineral Fusion and a bunch of other great products that are finally back in stock. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today and support the InfoWar while living a healthy and better life. A total 360 win.
6 weeks ago, we warned you that the choreographed nature of the global media and governments concerning coronavirus told us it was a major globalist operation. Now, whether it's super deadly or not, the issue is it's being used by the globalists as a weapon against the world economy and against nation states and against the populist movement here in America and against InfoWars. And that means against you. So however you're going to do it, now is the time to get ready and to get prepared with emergency supplies and items that are known to boost your immune system. They're all at InfoWarsStore.com. High quality storable food when nobody else has got it. Super powerful formulas like DNA Force Plus, X2, X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and our Nano Silver line of products, a bunch of which has been sold out, but a bunch of which is coming back in later this week. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com and get prepared.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is the tip of the spear is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future. We always promote being prepared, having firearms, knowing how to use them, and be self-sufficient, and learn how to hunt, and learn how to garden. I mean, it's what we're meant to do. It feels good when we do it. But we do sell high-quality, storable food. I told my Patriot a month ago, I said, what can you handle? I said, I think it's going to be really big. And they said, well, we can handle probably this. We're not sure. We're investing everything we've got to even pay it forward to be able to fund. And I said, no, I think this is going to be huge. I think you should spend everything you have coming in to secure more food, even though the prices are going up for you. So those are the top discussions we had. And I'm just giving the inside baseball of all of this. This is 100 times regular volume plus. It was 100 times a few days ago. Now it's about 200 times, okay? At InfoWarsStore.com, you go right in the queue, first come, first serve. But the fact that the orders are so ultra massive, it's dizzying. I mean, this is just insane. We're expecting that to put 6 to 8 weeks to be safe. And then if it continues like this, we're looking at having to suspend food sales. But everybody gets their order in, we'll get your food. But that's how big this is. So what you're getting is 100% the straight deal of what's going on. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Just to give you an idea that this is not limited to rights of people to keep and bear arms. I'm going to show you the total contempt that Joe Biden has for individual liberty, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, going back to his being actually the father of the drug war's asset forfeiture program. Yeah, I know the mainstream press doesn't talk about this. And when you had Megyn Kelly come here to interview Alex Jones, she interviewed all of us. I've mentioned this before. When I was talking to her, I brought up civil asset forfeiture as part of our conversation, and she was like a deer in the headlight. She'd never heard of civil asset forfeiture program, one of the most heinous ideas that has ever come out of Washington. But before we leave the firearms issue, you know, you've got Joe Biden talking about using F-15s. Well, you better get an F-15. You better get a fighter jet if you want to try to fight the government, because we'll use all of our force to come after you. And, of course, remember that when he was endorsed by Beto O'Rourke after Obama called Beto and said, hey, get over there, you know, now's a chance to get your political capital up because we've gotten everybody rallying around Biden. He made the phone call to Buttigieg. He and Biden were on the phone with Buttigieg. Then evidently Amy Klobuchar was called, although she's not saying what influenced her to do that. But she went out first, and so that, even though Buttigieg was a bit reluctant to drop out and endorse Biden, after she endorsed him, he did that. And then Obama got on the phone with Beto. And so they all show up in that Dallas rally, and this is what Biden had to say about Beto. He was going to be basically Biden's wingman on the F-15 going to war with America's gun owners. Video clip 6.
I want to make something clear.
I'm going to guarantee you this is not last year's scene of this guy. You're going to take care of the gun problem with me. You're going to be the one that leads this effort. I'm counting on you.
Yeah, we don't have a gun problem. We've got a problem with the Bill of Rights. That's what these people have a problem with. For example, New Jersey security guard arrested for a gun that he has a permit to carry, because this is New Jersey, right? Pulled over last month on his way home from work in New Jersey for having tinted windows on his car. Obviously a criminal. Scofflaw. How dare him. He informed the police that he had his work-related weapon in his possession. The police arrested him, claiming that he was carrying both an illegally transported gun and had an illegal hollow point ammunition there with it as well. According to his lawyer, however, he has a permit to carry the gun in the state, and the permit should have covered the alleged illegality of transporting the weapon in his car. Furthermore, he points out that the brand of ammunition in the car supplied by his employer is specifically listed as legal on a New Jersey State Police website. Well, why would they? Why would that matter, right? I mean, we have a Second Amendment. They don't pay any attention to that. So why wouldn't these New Jersey police, who have sworn to uphold the Constitution, they put their New Jersey laws first, and they don't even follow the New Jersey laws either. They just do whatever they wish, and this is the problem. I mean, I've covered stories in the past about people who were licensed concealed carry individuals and had followed all of the regulations in their state. A guy who was in the process of moving, he goes through New Jersey. He's got all of his possessions in the back of his trunk, and he gets pulled over and gets audited by the police. And there in the bottom of his trunk, with everything piled on top of it, they find a gun. And they hit that guy with multiple felony charges. Because, you know, this is Jersey. This is Jersey. But it goes beyond that. See, if you don't have, this is what the left doesn't seem to understand. They don't understand the whole concept of freedom. They talk about the Bill of Rights as being a negative. Negative, you know. Rights are something that you have an entitlement to, housing and education and all this other stuff, right, from the government. And so those are positive rights. I have a right to all. No, you don't. No, no. Those are entitlement programs or welfare programs. They're not rights. Our American idea of rights, or the fact that we have those, they come from, you know, the thing, God. And they're mentioned in that other thing, the Declaration of Independence that Joe Biden can't remember. And we have prohibitions against government taking away those human rights of ours, those natural rights, those God-given rights. And Barack Obama calls those negative rights. See, that's what the left does. Well, those are negative rights. That's bad. We don't like negative rights. We like positive rights. I've got a right to your stuff because the government's going to take it from you and give it to me. Envy. That is a justification for theft. That's what the socialist always thrive off of. But if you don't respect the Bill of Rights, then you wind up with things like the asset forfeiture program. Now, this is something that was put in by the Reagan administration. Reagan really wanted to ramp this up. He wanted to get tough with people. Ed Meese, and you had Webster, his FBI director. They're going to come after the end user. But it was actually Joe Biden who wrote the legislation. And here's what this looks like. As the Mises Institute points out. In 1991, for example, in Hawaii, Maui police officers showed up at the home of Francis and Joseph Lopez. Let's go into the house, and we'll explain things to you, said the police officer. Once he was inside, he said, we're taking the house. The Lopezes were far from wealthy. They worked on a sugar plantation for nearly 50 years. They lived in camp housing so they could save up money to buy a modest middle-class home. But in 1987, their son Thomas was caught with marijuana. He was 28. He suffered from mental health issues. He grew the marijuana in the backyard of his parents' home, but every time they tried to cut it down, he threatened suicide. When he was arrested, he pled guilty. He was given probation since it was his first offense, and he was ordered to see a psychologist once a week. His parents were elated. Their son got better. He stopped smoking marijuana, and the episode was behind them, they thought. But then the police showed up and told them that their house was being seized. They learned that it was not behind them because there's a statute of limitations for civil asset forfeiture of 5 years. You know, the statute of limitations, if you rape a child, is 3 years. But it had only been 4 years. since his son had been growing marijuana to smoke in the backyard. So they took their home. Now, racketeering, influence, and corrupt organization, the RICO Act was put into effect in 1970. Throughout the 1970s, it really wasn't used that much. One particular professor at Cornell University, or rather, a supporter of it, was holding seminars at Cornell University. And not too much was happening, except it got the attention of Joe Biden. He was a young senator at that time. And he was looking for something that was going to show that even though he was a liberal, he could be tough on crime, just like his Republican colleagues. And so he realized the potential of civil asset forfeiture. And then you got Bill Webster, the FBI, you got Ronald Reagan coming in. The government simply has not exercised the kind of leadership and management necessary to make asset forfeiture a widely used law enforcement technique, they said. That was a report that was being circulated around by Joe Biden. So they said, yeah, we'll do that. Ed Meese. You also had Bill Weld, this guy who has 0.1% of the delegates running against President Trump. His idea was, he was assistant attorney general at the time, William Weld, that guy. And he said, well, I think we've got to get tough on this. You talk about Joe Biden saying we're going to shoot people down, you know, from using our F-15s against people. Well, Bill Weld actually wanted to use Air Force jets to shoot down any planes that they suspected of smuggling drugs. Yeah, that guy who says he's a libertarian. Oh man, I'll tell you what, these guys, they will tell you anything in order to get power, won't they? So the Comprehensive Forfeiture Act was introduced by Joe Biden in 1983. It became part of the 1984 Comprehensive Crime Control Act. You know, the thing that gave us more people in prison than anything else. He's taken a lot of heat for that, but not for the civil asset forfeiture part of that. This is the guy that the math has now made clear is going to be the nominee of the Democrat Party. All right, we've got to take a break. Before we do, I'm going to talk about the coronavirus effects. Actually, we're going to have a guest today joining us, and she's going to talk. She's a nurse, a patriot nurse. She's going to talk about things that you can do to protect yourself, to prepare. Because, folks, the government is not going to help you. The government is only going to make this worse. As I said before, whether this is just a new strain of flu or whether this is something that is very virulent, the government is going to make it worse one way or the other. We've already seen the effects of this economically, and we're about to see the authoritarian effects of this as both Republicans and Democrats. You see this going through Washington, you're going to see these people panic. And they're going to start locking everything down, forcing everybody to take vaccines to protect themselves. So you need to protect yourself. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We still have storable food available. We have got increased production. So
another sign of how serious everything.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12 back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there, 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com are the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today. I always promote DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the cells and empowers the telomeres and the mitochondria. It's the most powerful formula out there sold over the counter that is known to energize the body. I'm not going to jack up prices during crisis, but I am going to end up running out. So fund the InfoWar, boost your immune system, and get things like X2 and X3, the absolute building block of the whole body, clean iodine, atomic, powerful, total booster in your whole life, not just for immunity. immunity, but for libido, stamina, you name it. And you need to boost your immunity at InfoWarsStore.com with Bodies, with DNA Force Plus, with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, with Ultra 12 that's back in stock, and Turbo Force, by the way, just came back into stock. It just boosts everything. InfoWarsStore.com, you fund the InfoWar, you fund the rebellion against the globalists, you get great prices, and you boost your immune system. A total 360 win. Take action, InfoWarsStore.com today, because just as important as food is boosting you and your family's immune system.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, Joe Biden may be the nominee presumptive, and it certainly is looking that way. However, he is not above using the coronavirus to his advantage. Both Biden and Bernie have canceled rallies over the coronavirus concern. Don't want to see people showing up to these small Biden rallies. So, you know, both of the people who were coming to the rally, now they sent them messages saying, don't bother either one of you to come to the rally for Biden. We're going to shut it down for that. That's pretty convenient, isn't it? Pretty convenient. As a matter of fact, you got Hunter Biden also using the coronavirus as an excuse to skip a court appearance, saying that it is not that he's got it, okay, but the court filing said it is unsafe for the defendant, Hunter Biden, to travel as travel restrictions have been implemented both domestically and internationally, particularly on airlines due to the coronavirus. Setting aside personal endangerment, defendant reasonably believes that such travel unnecessarily exposes his wife and unborn child to this virus. California in particular has been the site of numerous reported cases of exposure. And so is China, where he had questionable business dealings there, just like he did in Ukraine. Yeah, and there may be a Hunter virus that takes down the Biden campaign yet. I don't know. Meanwhile, we have Chuck Schumer talking about the coronavirus. We're very worried about the president's incompetence. So as President Trump is quickly moving to make sure that payroll taxes are removed, at least for a year, if not longer, as he has gotten the banks to lower interest rates and efforts to try to mitigate some of the financial panic that is out there. Schumer says he's worried about the president's incompetence as they stonewall any of these efforts to get anything done. But he's not worried about the incompetence of Joe Biden. Not worried about that. And, of course, the reason is because Biden is considering many Obama administration figures for cabinet posts. We've got Susan Rice's name being floated out there. John Kerry coming. All of the establishment people. This is the establishment coming behind Joe Biden for two reasons. Number one, they're concerned about somebody who would have the open candor to push socialism like communism, essentially, like Bernie and AOC. That's the thing that bothers them. They have exactly the same policies. They just don't want to tell people that they're socialists and communists. They don't praise Castro. They don't praise the former Soviet Union. They just want to reenact all of those policies here stealthily. Don't tell them what we're going to do. You can't do that. Meanwhile, all these people get behind Biden, and they all get jobs, just like you heard Amy Klobuchar saying, oh, gee, it's great to be a part of the Biden administration, or Biden ticket, I mean, or maybe the administration. I don't know. Where's he going to give me a job for endorsing him? As Marianne the Crystal Lady said, looks like they were reading The Art of the Deal. And I think that's exactly what's going on. Meanwhile, the trial lawyers are also betting really big on Joe Biden. The donors, if you look at the donors there, they've got a lot of money resting on this particular racehorse, Joe Biden. And it's going to pay off really big if he crosses the winner's circle for these guys, because they're going to tie us down with law after law. When we come back, we're going to talk about our corrupt legal system. I've got an update about what's going on with the Bundy trial, as well as an update with what's going on with Mueller and the new FISA judge essentially slamming these people who are saying mistakes were made. He's like, no, I think you deliberately lied to us. And by the way, none of you people who are involved in these fake FISA warrants, you're not going to come back before this bench again. Not while I'm here. Yeah, he really slammed them down. We'll talk about that. Talk about how they threatened and blackmailed General Flynn, how his lawyer hid that information that these guys actually did not believe that he had lied to them. All that when we come back. Stay with us.
Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events. This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about an update to the FISA scandals and the attempts to impeach President Trump. The impeachment attempt number one that was orchestrated by Comey and Mueller and others at the FBI and elsewhere. For much of the last 3 years, key law enforcement leaders have insisted that they did nothing wrong in pursuing counterintelligence surveillance warrants targeting the Trump campaign. And they would always say, well, mistakes were made. And if they were made, if we made mistakes, they were unintentional process errors. They were not an effort to deliberately deceive the judges or to lie to anybody. As JustTheNews.com reports in a little noted passage in a recent order, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, the new Chief Justice of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, took direct aim at the excuses and the blame shifting of these senior Obama administration FBI and DOJ officials. In just 21 words, he provided the first judicial declaration that the FBI had misled the court, not just committed process errors. This is what he had to say. There is thus little doubt that the government breached its duty of candor to the court with respect to those applications. And that's a polite way of saying it. You weren't candid with me. You didn't tell me the truth. No doubt that you lied to me. James Comey recently said it was nonsense to suggest that the Bureau had opened a probe without any good cause. Some of these defenses, including a focus on fixing the process that was suggested by the current FBI director, Christopher Wray, have persisted even after you had the Justice Department's Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, issuing his report in December, finding that the FISA warrant applications targeting former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page were riddled with mistakes, including 17 examples of misconduct, misinformation, and outright lies. So Judge Boasberg got headlines last week because he had an order that suspended all FBI and Department of Justice lawyers that had been involved in the Russia collusion case from appearing before his court until he determined whether or not they engaged in misconduct. He said the frequency and the seriousness of these errors in a case that, given its sensitive nature, had an unusually high level of review at both the Department of Justice and the FBI have called into question the reliability of the information proffered in other FBI applications. And he also put Christopher Wray, the current FBI director, on notice. He said the errors that the Office of Inspector General pointed out cannot be solved through procedures alone. And so what he is saying is that he believes that these people lied to him. They're not going to be allowed to come back before his court. He doesn't think that simply procedures are going to do it. This goes all the way up to the highest levels. And we also find out from General Flynn's sister, Barbara Redgate. She just gave an interview where she talked about some of what was happening to General Flynn. She said that Mueller and his people threatened to throw General Flynn and his son in solitary confinement if he didn't plead guilty to lying to the FBI. This is a story from the Gateway Pundit. General Flynn has now been harassed by corrupt members of the Department of Justice for more than 3 years. He and his family have gone through hell, all because he knew too much about the Obama administration's corruption and because he supported President Trump. The general's sister, Barbara Redgate, gave an interview. She said that shortly after the discovery of corrupt FBI agents Strzok and Page's texts, the Mueller team is believed to have gone to Rosenstein to get permission to indict Flynn's son. This is when the Mueller gang really put pressure on General Flynn. They took young Mike's phone and computers, and they have not been returned to this day. At the time, his son had a 4-month-old baby at home. And then she said this. Suddenly, General Mike Flynn, is threatened with public arrest and search of his phone. Public arrest of his son. Indictment of his son. And they were going to give him the Manafort treatment. Put both General Flynn and his son in solitary confinement. I mean, that was outrageous enough when they did it to Manafort for a financial crime that was really a process crime. Something that Podesta had done as well. But of course, they paid no attention to what Podesta had done, and they made it a big offense putting Manafort in solitary confinement. At the 11th hour, Barbara Redgate, General Flynn's son. She said, at the 11th hour, before General Flynn signed the plea agreement, at the last minute, special counsel notified the defense counsel by phone, only that the electronic communications of one agent showed a preference against President Trump and that the IG was assessing whether or not that constituted misconduct. But his attorney never told General Flynn. So General Flynn thought that the agents who interviewed him in the ambush meeting, again, they come in and start talking to him. They don't tell him that this is part of an investigation. He doesn't know that this is anything other than a casual conversation. And he didn't know that he thought that they believed that he had lied to them deliberately. He didn't know that they were being investigated, and he didn't know the trail of paperwork that showed that that was originally what they said. No, there's no intention to deceive. And so then we look at what's happening to the Bundys. You know, if they can do this kind of stuff to the little guy, they will eventually do it to the big guy, won't they? And we saw the same type of behavior from the FBI, from the Department of Justice, and from the Bureau of Land Management, that other BLM. And we had several trials. We had a mistrial for the Bundys. We had a couple of people that were convicted, one person who was pressured into a plea bargain, just like they pressured General Flynn. And then we had a whistleblower inside the BLM that showed criminal activity by the BLM, by the FBI, by the Department of Justice. And at that point, when that went public, and it went public because of Matt Shea, and that's why they tried to get Matt Shea the last several months. But when that went public, the judge, who had been involved in covering up information for quite some time in these previous trials, covering up information that would have shown that they were innocent, that's called exculpatory evidence, the judge, Navarra, was essentially forced to declare a mistrial. And it was so bad that she declared a mistrial with prejudice, meaning that they could not come back after the Bundys. However, the Department of Justice, under George H.W. Bush's attorney general, William Barr, who is now President Trump's attorney general, is still coming after the Bundys. They still want to get revenge because they were humiliated in their efforts to confiscate property. That's really what they're about. They're not about managing the land. They're about managing the ranchers and the miners and the loggers and, yes, even the tourists off of the land. Because they want to be able to turn this over to people who are going to pay them a lot of money, many of them foreign corporations. But Judge Navarro listed six types of evidence that she said prosecutors deliberately withheld before the trial, including information about the presence of an FBI surveillance camera, including information concerning issues outside of the ranch, an FBI log with entries about snipers, threat assessments that indicated that the Bundys were not violent. The Bundys were not a threat. The FBI was a threat. The FBI had snipers out there. And that the Bureau of Land Management was trying to provoke a conflict by antagonizing the Bundys and their supporters. That's exactly what I witnessed. The failure to turn over such evidence violates due process, but the prosecutors couldn't let their humiliation stand, and in 2019 they filed an appeal for dismissal of the judge's dismissal. They want to keep this going. So where do they go? They go to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most statist court of appeals in the land. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about what might happen going forward. And we're going to talk about what happened with the BLM in Washington. President Trump gave them some orders, and it sent more than half of them packing. And we'll tell you what the orders were and why the BLM people are quitting rather than following President Trump's orders. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hanneman, if I'm pronouncing that right. What do you think's really going on? And thanks for calling.
So, yes, I was in Costco a couple of weeks ago. I was getting ready. I went to buy a bunch of toilet paper and some things before the crowds really hit. And I had my phone. I had your show going on, sticking out of my pocket so I could hear it. I wasn't using headphones. And this lady stops and says, who are you listening to? Who's that talking? I said, this is Alex Jones. And she just got, her eyes got wide open. And she says, really? I thought he was off the air. And I said, no. And I told her, I explained, you know, the whole situation and told her where to go. She wrote down, you know, band.video and also Infowars.com and just said he's still on.
I run into people at the grocery store, at the mall, on the hike and bike trail, and they go, oh, Alex, I used to love you. I wish you were still on air. Are you ever going to go back on air? And I'm like, we're on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 TV stations and cable stations. We have our own streams at Infowars.com and band.video. And they go, really? They said you were off the air because they took the deplatforming as off the air. No, we have our own platform. Infowars, Infowars, Infowars.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
6 weeks ago, we warned you that the choreographed nature of the global media and governments concerning coronavirus told us it was a major globalist operation. Now, whether it's super deadly or not, The issue is it's being used by the globalists as a weapon against the world economy and against nation states and against the populist movement here in America and against InfoWars. And that means against you. So however you're going to do it, now is the time to get ready and to get prepared with emergency supplies and items that are known to boost your immune system. They're all at InfoWarsStore.com. High-quality storable food when nobody else has got it. Super powerful formulas like DNA Force Plus, X2, X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and our Nano Silver line of products, a bunch of which has been sold out, but a bunch of which is coming back in later this week. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com and get prepared.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Bundys and the fact that this corrupt case, after you had a BLM whistleblower talk about what was actually being done, how they knew that the Bundys were not violent, but the FBI was setting up snipers, they were trying to provoke a conflict and so forth. The judge was forced to declare a mistrial, but also a mistrial with prejudice, meaning that they could not try them yet again. And then the Department of Justice under President Trump, under both Sessions and Barr, the CIA employee who was hired by George H.W. Bush to be his attorney general, and now is mistakenly thought of by many Trump supporters to be a good guy. I've never liked Barr. I don't trust Barr. And if he wants to do something, then call off your dogs. Do some real reform of the FBI, the Department of Justice, And what is going on here? And this is a good example of it. I just talked about the corruption that the FISA judge was very angry about. Because, you know, look, that FISA judge realizes that if they don't clean up their act, we're going to completely shut down his job. And it should be shut down. We shouldn't have a secret court like that. That was set up in the 1970s because the CIA and the NSA were violating the Constitution, violating U.S. law, spying on Americans without a search warrant. And so they created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to keep the government from spying on Americans without a search warrant. And even to keep them from spying on foreign citizens in America without a search warrant. The only people they were supposed to be spying on would be people who were in foreign countries, who were foreigners in foreign countries. But otherwise, you had to get a search warrant. So they said, all right, well, we'll set up the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. So if they've really got a reason for doing this, then they can go into the secret court and get it. And we see now how that has been abused. Who would have thought that that would have happened in a secret star chamber process, right? Anyway, so after the judge says the Bundys, there was corruption on the part of the government. They were the ones who were violent. They were the ones who were antagonizing a conflict and so forth. The system wants its revenge. And so they go to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most statist liberal court of appeals. Assistant U.S. Attorney Elizabeth White has said that the government's failure to provide these documents is only the result of simple inadvertence. Mistakes were made, right? There was no malice on our part. It was just simply mistakes, just like what Comey and Mueller, Strzok and Page did. There was no malice. It was just mistakes, right? What they did to Flynn, what they tried to do to Carter Page, President Trump, and so forth. So they weren't aware that these existed, or they couldn't find them, or they didn't think that they were relevant to the defendant's case. You made all these arguments in a statement. This is the current Department of Justice. President Trump, you need to flush this out. You need to flush out the status bar in order for that to happen. He is the one who is blocking this kind of reform that we need. So there's a couple of different things that could happen. Number one, the Ninth Circuit Court should just let the dismissal stand. In that case, the Department of Justice could then appeal to the Supreme Court, but they may or may not hear that. Or the Ninth Circuit Court could send the case back to the judge for another hearing. But she is also likely to deny, since she's just dismissed it with prejudice. If they send it back to her for another hearing, she's likely to deny that. The thing that could happen, however, that is the most risky, is that the Ninth Circuit Court could change the dismissal from a dismissal with prejudice to a simple dismissal, which would allow the prosecutors to refile the case and start again with another judge. This decision could put the Bundy defendants, the four of them, Cliven, Ammon, Ryan, and Ryan Payne, at risk once again of going to jail for decades. And so Michael Strickler, who wrote this article, said he called Cliven Bundy about that possibility. And Cliven said this. He said, well, we just need to trust God that it'll be made right somehow down the line. And he said, I mean, this fight on the 23rd is really between the judge and the prosecutors, and I've been considering not even going except to see some good friends and supporters. So Michael Strickler said, I was surprised by this. I said, you're not going? He said, yeah, so far this court has never allowed me to make my true defense. I'm grazing my cattle on Clark County land, and the feds have no jurisdiction. So why even concern myself with this proceeding? Stickler said, except that you may end up going to prison for the rest of your life if it goes bad. And he said, well, then maybe I can actually adjudicate the entire matter before a jury of my peers and get it settled. There's a lot that never got heard in court, things like the whistleblower's memo and our witness of what happened. And I wouldn't mind if it all came out. Maybe we could make things right over the government stealing our property rights. And remember, there's about 19 people that were swept up. They called them the Bundy 19. We've had two individuals sentenced to prison for 14 years and 68 years, respectively. Todd Engel and Greg Burleson. Greg got 68 years. A third defendant, Jerry DeLimas, accepted a 7-year sentence under a plea bargain, just like they did to General Flynn, right? Press him with that. None of the defendants were aware of the misconduct by these FBI agents and others. That information was hidden from them, just like the judge refused to allow other evidence to be put out there. Even saying you can't even mention the BLM or Dan Love, this crooked guy who ran the whole operation, who was subsequently kicked out of the BLM itself. Can't talk about any of that. Those names will not be mentioned. You can't say anything that would hurt the government's case until the whistleblower came out. And so the question is that if this is reopened or continued, how this is decided will have an impact on these three men who are now in prison. And it could also reopen a trial for all 19 of them as we look at this. Meanwhile, we have the BLM itself, more than half of the BLM in Washington, D.C., these bureaucrats. Yeah, the bureaucrats of land management. And like I said before, the only thing that these bureaucrats are trying to manage is to manage the ranchers, the miners, the loggers, and the tourists off of these parks so they can turn them over to foreign corporations. More than half of the BLM's Washington, D.C. staff quit their job after being told that they're going to be transferred to Colorado and other western states so they can be closer to the lands that they're supposedly managing. Quote, new internal numbers from the Interior Department obtained by The Hill show 69 employees have left the agency rather than accept the new assignment. Another 18 left after the plans were announced, but before they could be reassigned. Those 87 employees outnumber the 80 who have agreed to move. That was a report by The Hill. That means that only 61 of 10,000 employees for the BLM would remain in the nation's capital. And they're very upset about this. Former top-level BLM employee Steve Ellis complained, it removes the BLM from a sphere of direct influence in the nation's capital. Oh, yeah. See, it's all about politics and having access and big power politics in Washington. That's what creates the corruption. It critically weakens the agency's ability for career leadership. Yeah, career advancement there. And for the staff to collaborate across disciplines and to work closely with other key agencies. And he should add UN and NGO globalists. That's what it really.
The best product. I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now. If you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put Turbo Force in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, Turbo Force is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus, the PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there, 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com for the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
It's really smart to get high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also smart to drink filtered water with an Alexa Pure system. It's one of the highest rated out there and extremely affordable. And it's just as important to have your immune system boosted during times like this. And DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so many other amazing ingredients is the base foundation for your entire body, your mitochondrial output inside your cells, your telomeres, and so much more. DNA Force is now, after 4 months of being sold out, back in stock, 40% off. This is our flagship product. I'm so proud of it, and I had run out of it as well. So when I got it last week, when it came back in, I was so excited. It's now available at InfoWarsStore.com. You're getting a wonderful formula, and it funds the information war with the important fight that we're carrying out for not just the American people, but the people of the world. So please get your DNA Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste, and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this, is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in this segment is the Patriot Nurse, and you can find her on thepatriotnurse.com as well as on YouTube. She has a channel called The Patriot Nurse. Before we get into what you need to do for disaster medical preparedness, I want to just tell you about some of the products that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com, because one of the things that you need to make sure that you have, if you need to protect yourself from the government or from a virus. You know, I see two different threats here. One would be the threat from the virus. The other would be government action. So we can say, you know, the one is a possible pandemic. The other one is government panic and overreaction. I need to be protected against both of those and my family. And so I want to make sure that we are in as good a possible health as possible. And so we have a lot of supplements that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that'll help you to do that for yourself and for your family. We have Turbo Force now back in stock, 40% off. But in terms of products that are going to help your physical condition, you want to make sure that you've got a good broad base of vitamins, minerals, amino acids. So we have our Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix that is now back in stock, as well as vitamin B12 or Ultra 12. You can get either of those 40% off. You can get them together at 50% off. We also have DNA Force Plus back in stock. You can get that 40% off of single bottles, or you can get 50% off if you buy it in a 2, 5, or 10 pack. And then, of course, we have storable food that we've been able to hold the line on the price, and we've been able to get the backlog down somewhat as our supplier has opened up new production lines. And make sure that you have clean water that you can get from a gravity feed water filter. All those types of things are available at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, the products that we sell there help to keep us on air so that we can keep you informed. But I want to go to Patriot Nurse now because she focuses on disaster medical preparedness and get her take on this. She's had a lot of international medical missions that she's done in Trinidad, Indochina. She's got a degree in nursing from the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, magna cum laude. And joining us now is Patriot Nurse. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, thank you. I want to talk, first of all, about medical preparedness, you know, because regardless of what happens, people need to be prepared for disasters, right? It may be this disaster. It may be something that's coming up in the future. I think one of the things that has been good to come out of this is people's awareness that we have a very fragile, very complicated infrastructure, a lot of just-in-time delivery of medical supplies, even food, and even toilet paper, that famous thing, right? So, you know, what should people do to prepare for disaster medical situations?
Absolutely. You touched on something that's very important that is always running in the background, and that is our inventory and our stores here in the United States, for the most part, is based on pull. We have people who are stocking, for instance, pharmacies and other places where medications are available, and they're stocking them based on keeping limited inventory, right? And so for that reason, I think a lot of people are witnessing either for the first time or getting a renewed kick in the pants they need to have stores stored up right at their home. And one of the things that I've taught in my classes for years is that when you look at a disaster, you're going to see a few things that show up universally. Number one is that normal medical infrastructure is degraded or non-existent, overwhelmed in this case. Number two, household medical supplies are scarce, which is exactly what you touched on. And three, medical knowledge and practitioners, people who are storehouses of medical knowledge, is limited in availability.
And we're seeing all of that happening. And as I said yesterday, some people's take on all of this is one of the reasons that we've seen such drastic actions taken in China and in Italy and other places in terms of quarantine is because they already have very low capacity in their healthcare system. And when you have a new illness that comes into the area that's going to require a certain number of people to be hospitalized, it's going to create a spike since nobody in the community has been exposed to this before. And so you're going to have this massive spike hit the already overwhelmed and right at the limit medical establishment. And that's one of the reasons why they're locking everybody down. But, of course, we also have the other issue that we have a lot of medicines that are coming out of China and even the raw materials to make medicines coming out of China.
Yes, that's true. And in addition to medicines and medical devices, parts of the medical infrastructure, we're seeing other people whose sectors, for instance, with auto manufacturing supply, auto maintenance, these sectors also are heavily dependent upon that supply line as well. And so what you're really seeing right now is the strain that globalism and dependence upon a global supply chain has really caused. And many people for years have been either skeptical or distrustful of our interdependence upon other sovereign entities in other countries. And I think now you're seeing those chickens come home to roost, as the case may be. Unfortunately, because we, and you think about it, if you are hooked into the identity of globalism and, you know, that we're all this interconnected maze, you are really placing the well-being and the trust for your economic and personal well-being upon the ability of these other countries to manage things exactly like we're seeing right now.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, we're dependent on President Xi to get this right. Now, we understand what the situation and the problem is. And like I said, you know, the good news is that this kind of slowly rolled out, but it's starting to accelerate now here in the U.S. You know, typically if you got a storm that's coming through, you don't get too much advance notice. You don't get any notice if it's a tornado, if it's a hurricane, you might get a day or two notice. You're not sure if it's going to come through your area. This has been rolling out now for several weeks, but now it is accelerating. You know, like the old expression from Hemingway's story, how does one who is so rich go bankrupt? Well, gradually and then suddenly. And now we're starting to see that now. So what do people need? Do you have some idea other than toilet paper? You know, everybody's running out of getting toilet paper. I have an idea that's probably not the most important thing we need to be concerned about. Can you give us some idea of some of the basics that you would recommend for medical preparedness?
That's a fantastic question. And just to illustrate exactly what you're speaking of, I went to a major big bulk department or supplier store yesterday to see just how crazy things could get. And while I was witnessing people hurriedly, and I felt bad for them because they're just scared and they want something positive to do to exert some level of control over the circumstances. But when you're packing bottled water and toilet paper into the same buggy slash cart as Chef Boyardee and highly processed foods that are inherently inflammatory, it's not exactly the best decision, not exactly the best decision-making process there. So the question that you ask is a good one. What reasonably can a person do? And I want to shift the focus here on purchasing stuff and purchasing what the media is, the large media outlets are telling people to panic buy. I want to focus on health. Right. And so when we're looking at the best way that we can be prepared for these things medically, especially a novel virus like this one that is making its way through the human population, I want to focus on those foods, those herbal support adjuncts that are going to help the body focus its efforts on the immune system maintenance, on that rest, digest, and repair. And what we see now is people are dealing with stress and panic in some cases. And there is a very definite physiological consequence to this. When people are afraid and when they're in fight or flight mode, that immune system doesn't function at its highest capacity and its smoothest operation. So the rest, digest, and repair comes when we look at those areas in our body that need a little extra support. So for instance, let's say that someone is dealing with lungs that don't operate so well or a respiratory system that isn't so hot. I'd be focusing my attentions on looking at not only foods that are going to help support this, abstaining from foods that are going to cause further inflammation, and targeting my purchasing towards those herbal adjuncts and towards those food items that are going to support good and healthy function of the immune system.
Boy, that's really wise. We got to take a break. We're going to be right back with the Patriot Nurse talking about disaster medical preparedness. You know, with my family last night, we thought, let's go back and watch Blast from the Past. You know, that's a lot of fun. You want to talk about preparedness? He was stockpiling Dr. Pepper and pipe tobacco. Maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you want to get some stuff that's going to make you healthy. We'll be
Everybody
right back.
Everybody needs food. I'm proud we're selling high-quality food. Elections, globalism, the economy, the bubble. This is something you need on your checklist to have done. But for me, it just is a bummer to know that everybody needs food. And I had long discussions this morning, over an hour-long discussion with different individuals at different levels of this, right down to the folks run the plants to get the best idea we have. But they want me to say 6 to 8 weeks just so people aren't getting pissed. But understand, the last food company, the biggest food company, is now at hundreds of times their regular order. And they were having discussions with me about stopping the promotion of food sales next week. And at a certain point, you're saying, we're done. Because people aren't going to take food orders out 10 weeks. We don't want to sit on your money 10 weeks and then just all the weirdness that comes with that. Because we're honest. Under promise, over deliver. But technically, it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks. And we want you to get a great deal and feel like we took care of you so you come back again. We want relationships with you. We're not Satanists. We're the opposite. We don't screw people over. We believe in Jesus Christ, and we've been blessed by you. We're all in this together.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
I also want to say that I'm happy to be helping out with an enterprise that is supported by all the work to help people be prepared. And instead of just giving in to sickness care, take care of their health, take care of their nutrition in a way that contributes to greater vitality. And I say that from personal experience, because I know that the products that are being offered here, I've tried them and I use them every day. And that power pack that they have, the AM-PM power pack, well, I wouldn't be so energetic this morning, except that I have been on a regular customer in that regard. I just wanted to start out by saying that, because I think it's important to remember that beyond the theoretical ways in which we're trying to help equip people to think about these great events in the world, one of the priorities has to be to take care of yourself, remembering that our lives are a gift from God that He intends us to use for good purpose, for our families and for our communities. And right now, folks who are willing to think like we do are critical to the future of America.
We know that the globalists are in trouble. Humanity's waking up to their tyranny, how they run their scams, their Ponzi schemes, how they're building a post-human world. But we know they're going to strike back. And the UN has said that they're going to absolutely implode third world countries and then use those giant populations as weaponized hordes to come in and overwhelm the West and collapse our social services in a giant Cloward and Piven program. The UN also has said they'll use mass plagues to make us capitulate to world government, inner coronavirus. This is a critical year, and it's a critical time to stay informed and to be spreading the word, because people are waking up like never before. But this fight against tyranny is neck and neck, so spread the word about band.video and infowars.com/show. That is so important. You are at the center of the resistance. You are our only hope.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to the Patriot Nurse. You can find her YouTube channel on YouTube at The Patriot Nurse. Also, she has a website, thepatriotnurse.com. She focuses on disaster medical preparedness, not panic reaction. And so what in the, you still have some time to prepare, here in America, as we see this panic, whether it's a pandemic or not, there is going to be panic. And that's what we're seeing right now. Rampant panic, not only financially, but also in terms of people begging the government to do more. And that's the thing that's going to be around forever after this, novel flu virus is gone. We're still going to have the results of how this has affected us psychologically. But I want to, before we get into that standpoint, I want to just talk a little bit more about the kind of basics you need, because, you know, you like you were just saying, you saw people putting massive rolls of toilet paper in and cans of Chef Boyardee, or like we saw in Blast of the Past, the guy stocking up on Dr. Pepper because he's going to go to his bomb shelter. And you were very wisely telling people, get things that aren't going to make you sick, that are not going to create inflammation and so forth, things that are going to be calming, things that are going to be healthy, that are going to support your health if you need to self-quarantine. And that's an important part of this, to be able to self-quarantine so you don't get taken away by the government and put into a FEMA camp that's going to be like an incubator, right?
One of the things that I heard that is so true, and that is there's nothing more permanent than a temporary government program.
Yes, that's true.
Of the things that concern me, the virus itself, when I'm looking at the data, and we have to be obviously wise because in the early days, there's a ton of information coming out from different places, and it's very, very difficult to have an accurate picture of the true story and the way in which the virus is unfolding. From the data that I've seen, the vast majority of cases in people are not lethal. They are mild, right? And so on one hand, obviously, as a nurse and as a healthcare professional, I'm concerned about patients and I want people to be well. On the other hand, though, I think that we have to be constantly vigilant against rights violations. And this is something that you and I briefly touched on break. Whenever you have a crisis, it lends itself to being exploited by centralized and consolidated power structures. And our founders were very, very cautious about these things. I mean, they distributed power in such a way that in their hopes that we would follow their vision, that the smaller and local governments would be the ones taking the majority of the burden for implementing pressing needs. But what I see now is that because this virus is something that is invisible, it is something that is not well understood, it's something that is emerging every day with constantly new bits of information, people are terrified. They're afraid. And in a case where you cannot face your enemy, where you cannot see an image of your attacker, people are much more willing to delegate the responsibility to give up their rights to anyone who will promise them a little bit of temporary security. And so on one hand, I think it's responsible for government entities to encourage responsibility on the part of the individual. It's responsible and it's good for them to encourage good cough hygiene, for instance. But when you have people, especially in the medical community, who are advocating that government take more and more and more and more power, I push pause on that a little bit. And so that's one of the things that I'm vigilant against, not only the virus and the way that it's spreading and advocating personal responsibility and personal hygiene, but also let's remember here that our rights don't evaporate just because there is a new virus or a new disease sweeping the globe.
That's right. And we have seen this before. I mean, we've had multiple pandemics pronounced by the World Health Organization. We've seen SARS, we've seen MERS, we've seen Ebola, we've seen swine flu, all these different things, the Zika virus and so forth. And yet, we've never seen this kind of reaction like we did before. This one began in China and we saw this amazing reaction from the Chinese government. And I said from the very beginning, I said, that doesn't necessarily mean that this is that dangerous a disease because we've seen the Chinese government starve their own citizens for no reason whatsoever during the Cultural Revolution. But they established a pattern of behavior by the government's draconian in the extreme. And this is something that on the annual war games that they do out of Washington, they do this every year. And the bottom line of the war games is to teach the government bureaucrats and people who are going to be running these things, you didn't act draconian enough, quickly enough. You didn't accelerate the use of vaccines and so forth. They have an agenda that is pushed as the bottom line of these war games on an annual basis. And we saw this enacted in China. So I'm very suspicious about what's going on with all of this and how this is being used, especially since we've had Dr. Richard Hatchett, who was a part of the first generation of bureaucrats pushing the Patriot Act, coming out and saying, our response hasn't been nearly as good as China. We need to be more authoritarian. We need to have centralized command and control. And it's like, oh, really? Well, how does that work out for China? They're telling us they still don't have it under control, but they do have their people under control, don't they?
Yes, they do. And it amazes me how quickly people forget the weeks leading up to the first news coming out of Wuhan that there was this virus starting. The Chinese government, the communist Chinese government, was under incredible amount of international censure, and people were generally not positive about them due to their history of human rights abuses, and certainly with the Hong Kong protests. I mean, people forget that this was a thing just a few weeks ago. And in the midst of the popularity of the communist Chinese government waning and essentially taking a nosedive, this virus comes at a very opportunistic time for them. So when I look at who stands to gain the most, it's not the individual. It's certainly not the rights and the ability of the individual around the globe to live freely and to live in the way that God intended them to. The people who stand to gain the most out of this are very, very powerful entities. And so I think the way that we can reassert ourselves in this is to take personal responsibility for our own health and for the health of our family members. But also faith-based organizations can really use this opportunity to practice what they preach and to care for the people in their congregations. And we saw this after some of the hurricanes and the natural disasters in the Gulf in the past couple of decades, that it was the faith-based responses that showed up before the government, better organized than the government, and also better equipped with a better heart to serve, obviously. So we can use this opportunity to come together and to re-solidify those bonds of kinship that have existed in our country for a great amount of time past that maybe we've gotten a little cold because we've gotten so technified.
And I think that's very important because, you know, when we prepare for any kind of a situation, we need to understand the power of community and not having to go it alone. You know, when anybody starts to, as a patriot, starts to prepare for the future, what you want to do is you want to identify other people that are close by that are going to partner with you so that you can complement each other with different skills, help each other when there are shortages and come to each other's aid. This is another part of preparing right now, what you just mentioned, you know, identifying people that you can work with, as well as making sure that you've got the right kinds of food and the right kinds of medical equipment in advance.
Absolutely. I published a video yesterday on the biblical mandate that Bible believers have to care for the people in their groups, but also specifically for the elderly. And so we look at the cohort, the group of people that are the most affected by this virus negatively. And it is the aged among us. It's our elders. And so for people in churches and synagogues and in the small home church, I just think about the churches on the frontiers in the early days of our country. We have a biblical mandate to care for the aged among us. And one of the ways that we can practically take positive steps in doing this right now, if you have older people in your congregation, older neighbors, your parents, if you get along with them, your family members, your aged family members, what we can do now is assist them in stocking up, because sometimes folks are on a limited budget. A lot of these people are living essentially on Social Security or whatever meager amount they were able to save, and they may not have the financial means to be able to store a couple extra weeks worth of food in their home. So this is a way that the believers and the churches and you know, people in communities can come together and practice what they preach.
And that's very important because they're the ones who are going to want to self-isolate the most, and so they need to prepare in advance. So we've only got about 20 seconds. Give us a real short list. I mean, talking about healthy food, in terms of medical supplies, what's on your short list of things for medical supplies?
So I think at this point, the masks and the hand sanitizer in short supply, the cleaning agents, soap, things that you can use to disinfect your home are going to be a really, really good thing to store.
All right. That's great advice. And you can find more advice at thepatriotnurse.com or see her videos at The Patriot Nurse on YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us. And be safe, be prepared, be patriotic, and fight for your freedom because, folks, it's about liberty. You can't have life without liberty.
Hanneman, if I'm pronouncing that right. What do you think's really going on? And thanks for calling.
So, yes, I was in Costco a couple of weeks ago. I was getting ready. I went to buy a bunch of toilet paper and some things before crowds really hit. And I had my phone. I had your show going on, sticking out of my pocket so I could hear it. I wasn't using headphones. And this lady stops. She says, who are you listening to? Who's that talking? I said, this is Alex Jones. And she just got, her eyes got wide open. And she says, really? I thought he was off the air. And I said, no. And I told her, I explained, you know, the whole situation and told her where to go. She wrote down, you know, band.video and also Infowars.com and just said he's still on.
I run into people at the grocery store, at the mall, on the hike and bike trail, and they go, oh, Alex, I used to love you. I wish you were still on air. Are you ever going to go back on air? And I'm like, we're on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 TV stations and cable stations. We have our own streams at Infowars.com and band.video. And they go, really? They said you were off the air because they took the deplatforming as off the air. No, we have our own platform. Infowars! 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 Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there, 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com are the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We were just talking to the Patriot Nurse. Had some very good advice. Make sure that you help the elderly to prepare. The elderly need to be prepared beforehand, so they don't have to worry about contact with anybody in terms of getting a disease. But I think the biggest thing that we have to fear is fear itself. Because that fear is going to cause us to beg the government to take away our freedom, our liberty, our civil rights. I think my biggest concern about all this from the very beginning, as I saw the way the Chinese were reacting, I don't like it when the Chinese do what they were doing in Wuhan and elsewhere. I don't like it when our government starts acting like the Chinese communist dictators. And that's exactly what is happening. We have Governor Cuomo has now come the closest to of anybody to setting up martial law. As Natural News points out, lockdown. Cuomo shuts down New Rochelle in New York, sets up a one-mile containment zone to be patrolled by the National Guard. He declared it to be the most significant cluster of the novel coronavirus in the country after a surge of new cases was recently identified there, and he has decided to deploy National Guard troops to a health department command post. There, they will then distribute a one-mile, two-week containment area, around the city. They will be distributing food to local residents who will presumably be forced to stay inside their homes. It could be worse. You could be whisked off to a FEMA camp and put together with other people who may be seriously ill. It may exacerbate your condition to be put into that kind of a camp. So make sure that you are prepared so that you're not subject to that. But there is massive panic that is happening. Whether or not this is going to be a pandemic, there is massive panic. I have not seen any evidence in Italy that this is a pandemic or an epidemic, should say. I mean, we're looking at a couple hundred people who have died, but of course that is something that happens with the flu on a regular basis. I've seen a lot of panic, a lot more panic than pandemic. And now in Chicago, we have Lori Lightfoot, the mayor there. Of course, she is a Marxist, a feminist, a black lesbian. She checks all the intersectionality boxes. That's how she got to be mayor of Chicago. She has now canceled the St. Patrick's Day parade, she says, because of the coronavirus. You have Barcelona is going to host Napoli in a soccer game, or as they call it, a football game. yeah, we got real football here in America. They call it football. They actually play with the ball game with their feet only. Anyway, Barcelona is going to host Napoli, but they're going to have an empty stadium because of the coronavirus. Nobody allowed. And we see this over and over again being talked about with sporting events. There's now talk that they're going to shut down the Olympic Games in Japan. They said, well, no, at worst it'll be a delay. They expect that this is going to be over, but the lasting effects of the panic and the desperation to get government to protect us, that will not disappear. with the virus. This example here, talking about sports, this is the most absurd one I've seen. Rugby players were told not to shake hands before the game. Now, if you've watched a rugby game, there you go. They're all piled on top of each other. This is a heavy, heavy contact sport. More so even than football, in the sense that at least in football, you got a helmet. Sometimes they got like a shield there, right, to protect their eyes from getting poked. But these guys don't wear any equipment. And it is a lot closer to American football than football, soccer is. And they're told, well, don't shake hands with each other. And then they're going to come out there. They're going to be piling on top of each other, the saliva and the sweat everywhere. This is the insanity that we're seeing. And it's that kind of insanity that we've got to guard against. So we make sure that the governments don't use this as a slow motion 9/11 false flag to take away what remaining freedoms we have. We'll be right back.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Social distancing, lockdown, quarantine, vaccines. All of this is now part of the vernacular. Social distancing is the newest phrase. I just hate these. these new words that are going to, you know, we don't have any new words for freedom because we're not getting any new freedoms. They're all being taken away from us. But now you got to have social distancing. And we have officials in New York, even as they have declared a lockdown in one area of New York, New Rochelle. And you have the governor setting up a command post. Good way to put it, a command post. Yeah, militarization, martial law. He brings in the National Guard. Don't worry, we're going to clean up. They're going to wipe everything down in this area, and we will be delivering food to the residents. And I guess they will be confined to their homes. Don't get out. I mean, they've been doing this to our kids for a long time. You let your kids play like we used to do when we were young, or like you used to see the Little Rascals. You know, well, you get CPS called on you and they take your kids without any due process, right? Now they want all of you, everybody, adults as well, going to scare you to death, make you stay in your house so you don't do anything except go online where they can watch everything that you're doing there. In New York, while this is all happening, they've still not closed the subway. People, the subways are looking pretty empty because people are afraid. They're panicked. you should be afraid of the subway in New York. It is filthy dirty. You can get mugged, you can get killed, you can get all kinds of diseases there. But that's not what they're afraid of. They're afraid of the narrative that's being put out. And a couple of days ago, they were telling everybody, don't worry, we've got this taken care of. We got about 4.3 million people riding the New York subway each and every day. And they said they're going to be taking care of this because they're going to be disinfecting the subway cars. They're going to go in and wipe it down and disinfect it once every 72 hours. Once every 72 hours? That's every 3 days. After they've got about 13 million people that have gone through there, they're going to come in and they're going to scrub it down. All right, it's clean for the next 13 million people to come through here. I mean, we just saw a CPAC where everybody is freaking out. And you didn't know that the C stands for Corona, not conservative, right? The Corona Pack. You've got everybody concerned about that. Well, that's about 3 days, right? they wiped it up. They cleaned it up and then they had CPAC and then, everybody mills around with each other. Not 4.3 million people, for 3 days. But then, after the 3 days, they cleaned up CPAC. But now, people are self-quarantining all over the place. And then you have Harvard telling students they've got to move out by Sunday, this coming Sunday, due to the coronavirus, and they're going to move the classes online. How typical, right? You know what's good for you, you won't go back to Harvard, that place. Anyway, that is what they're going to be doing. So even the Harvard people are going to be homeschooling. How about that? You know, in China, as they started this homeschooling in China, all of Hong Kong is homeschooling. A lot of the Chinese schools were shut down. Here's one school that was in, this was in Wuhan, I believe, and they were shut down early. And the professor was sending out voice recordings to the class. They had a group chat room, and she was sending out voice recordings to them. And then the communist government shut down their, because of censorship, right? They're concerned that they might be saying something, or they might be comparing President Xi to Winnie the Pooh. Who knows? They could be laughing at him behind his back. And again, just as Patriot Nurse was just talking about, remember it wasn't but just a couple of weeks ago that we had all the pushback in Hong Kong? That all got shut down, didn't it? How convenient. As John Rappaport has pointed out, they had massive riots developing from time to in Wuhan because of the air pollution that was there. What a convenient way to stop all of that, right? They stopped the air pollution, but they also stopped the protests. And the thing that bothers me about all of this and that makes me very, very, very suspicious, my spidey sense is going off when I see the way that all of these governments everywhere are reacting to this. They've never done this before. And I still do not see any evidence. Yes, I know that this is right there where the biowarfare center was, and there's evidence that they may have weaponized something, but I still don't see any evidence in terms of the casualty figures that are out there. I still don't see any evidence that this kind of panic and quarantine is really justified. We have a lot of government-run healthcare systems that were operating at or above their maximum capacity for decades in China and in Italy. And they have been hit with a new flu strain. Even still, when we look at it, I am not convinced that this is something that is worse than Ebola or any worse than SARS or MERS or Zika virus or the H1N1. We were told that those were worldwide pandemics and we all had to be very afraid. And yet you didn't see any of the governments pushing the panic button like they're doing right now. So I believe that there is another agenda on this. I firmly believe that. I'm very suspicious of what's being done. And I'm as worried, I would say I'm more worried about the government reaction to this than I am about any virus itself, especially because there hasn't been a lot of testing done and we haven't been able to get any reliable information from these various governments. When you don't test everybody, you don't know how many people have had this and had a mild reaction. And so you've got a much smaller denominator. When you want to look at the fatality rates based on the number of cases, well, if your cases are small, because you haven't tested the population, you don't know everybody that's got this, then you're going to overstate how fatal and how serious this is because you're only going to be seeing the serious cases. But I'm seeing a serious case of governments across the world that have been looking for an excuse to take complete control, command control. And the bottom line on all this that confirmed all my suspicions was when I saw Richard Hatchett saying the things that he was saying. Oh, yeah, we need to have more centralized command and control. This guy who was one of the traitors that administered, pushed through the Patriot Act and helped to administer that in the early days. This traitor to the U.S., this government bureaucrat out of Washington saying, we need to act more like the Chinese government does. We need more centralized command and control. We just don't have enough power in Washington. Are you kidding me? That is not the way that we get through this. You want to panic everybody because this suits your control agenda. And that's why the Democrats and the media are doing it, because it suits their politics, their political agenda. what they want to push out. But as the Chinese school that was trying to go offline, they get shut down by these authoritarian censors. And there was nothing. This was a biology class. It doesn't care. You get to a certain point where they don't even have to care about the actual content. They can just shut you down. And on the other side, we had some students in Wuhan. This one definitely in Wuhan. They were getting homework assignments. At first they thought, oh, this is great. They're gonna cancel school. We get to go home. And then you had a teacher who said, we've got this new app. We call it Ding Talk. And they can assign their students online lessons and homework despite the lockdown. So this is not a lecture, a chat room, which the Chinese don't like. Because they can't control your speech evidently enough on a chat room. But this was an app that they got for smartphones, Ding Talk, to assign homework. And they were not very happy about that, and so they came up with a plan. They decided that if they all started spamming the App Store with bad reviews, that the Ding Talk app would go away. And so they generated thousands of reviews. They flooded the app stores with thousands of reviews. The app saw its ratings fall from 4.9 to 1.4 overnight. And I would say these students get an A. They would get an A in my class because they have organized in a way that protects their interests. And their interests were in not doing the homework. So, they get an A for effort. They get an A for understanding how the system really works. And that's the question. Are we going to be able to band together and shut down this kind of tyranny that's going to force us to work at home, that's going to shut down our businesses, that's going to make us dependent on government handouts? That's one way to get universal basic income out there, isn't it? We'll be right back.
We always promote being prepared, having firearms, knowing how to use them, and be self-sufficient, and learn how to hunt, and learn how to garden. I mean, it's what we're meant to do. It feels good when we do it. But we do sell high-quality, storable food. I told my Patriot a month ago, I said, what can you handle? I said, I think it's going to be really big. And they said, well, we can handle probably this. We're not sure. We're investing everything we've got to even pay it forward to be able to fund. And I said, no, I think this is going to be huge. I think you should spend everything you have coming in to secure more food, even though the prices are going up for you. So those are the top discussions we have. And I'm just giving the inside baseball of all of this. This is 100 times regular volume plus. It was 100 times a few days ago. Now it's about 200 times, okay? At InfoWarsStore.com, you go right in the queue, first come, first serve. But the fact that the orders are so ultra-massive, it's dizzying. I mean, this is just insane. We're expecting to have to put 6 to 8 weeks to be safe. And then, if it continues like this, we're looking at having to suspend food sales. But everybody gets their order in, we'll get your food. But that's how big this is. So what you're getting is 100% the straight deal of what's going on. InfoWarsStore.com.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time released. And there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect. And so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
6 weeks ago, we warned you that the choreographed nature of the global media and governments concerning coronavirus told us it was a major globalist operation. Now, whether it's super deadly or not, the issue is it's being used by the globalists as a weapon against the world economy and against nation states and against the populist movement here in America and against InfoWars. And that means against you. So however you're going to do it, now is the time to get ready and to get prepared with emergency supplies and items that are known to boost your immune system. They're all at InfoWarsStore.com. High quality storable food when nobody else has got it. super powerful formulas like DNA Force Plus, X2, X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and our Nano Silver line of products, a bunch of which has been sold out, but a bunch of which is coming back in later this week. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com and get prepared.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Along with the, just keep this in mind. I think we need to be very concerned about what the government is doing. Certain individuals are at higher health risk because of their age or other conditions, as I pointed out. Just like in flu season itself, you're over 60. With this particular one, they said they've noticed that most of the patients who had very serious reactions had high blood pressure, coronary or cardiovascular disease. So that is a risk factor, and you should take precautions with that. And I would say you don't want to get sick either, because you may wind up getting hauled off to a FEMA camp like we've seen the Chinese do. Because now our government is openly talking about how we need to act like the Chinese. Dr. Richard Hatchett, as I reported the other day, when he said, look, this is like a war, and we need to have more centralized command and control, just like the Chinese. They're doing it right. We're not doing it right. We've got to act like them, and that's what they do in their annual war games. John Rappaport pointed out, if you go back and you look at the many times these people have cried wolf over pandemics, why are we freaking out to give government control over every aspect of our life based on their track record? Think about this. We got a world population of 7 billion people. When we had the SARS outbreak, 800 people died out of 7 billion. Had MERS, according to their statistics, 866 people died out of 7 billion. Even with Ebola, we have 50 to 80% of the people dying. Did you see this kind of panic from Obama, from the media, during Ebola, as we were bringing people in, as we found an Ebola patient in their apartment in Dallas? Obama was so happy about the fact that the local government official didn't wear any protective clothing when he went in, went around the apartment complex, helped the guy to leave and so forth, and then without even cleaning up, goes straight to a press conference. Obama was elated about that. Oh, look, you showed everybody that they don't need to panic. And so he goes to Dallas, and Rick Perry, the governor at the time, was sent way down to the end of the table. And he had that local city councilman or whatever sitting right next to him. See, we've got to show you, don't panic about any of this stuff. And yet, who's pushing all the panic buttons now? The same people who are telling us not to panic over a disease that killed 80% of the people who got it. And with Ebola, we had 11,325 deaths, but it was out of a population of 7 billion. Now, this Dr. Hatchett was also part of the swine flu panic-demic. That was back in 2019, and as John Rappaport pointed out when he was on the program with us, and he points it out again in this article of his, he said, while the CDC was claiming that there were thousands of cases in America of swine flu, Star investigative CBS reporter Cheryl Atkinson discovered that the CDC had secretly stopped counting cases. Why? Because the overwhelming percentage of samples that were taken from patients that they suspected of having swine flu and sent to labs were coming back with no sign of swine flu or any other kind of flu. But then after CBS shut down Cheryl Atkinson's report, about a month later, the CDC comes back and says, oh, 22 million cases of swine flu in America. And so this is the panic that is being sold to us. And, of course, the solution is already there, more government. Well, President Trump is trying to calm people down. As I said, the first hour, he's really kind of like been the George Bailey, trying to calm down people as they're putting a run on toilet paper, putting a run on the stock market, and everything else. He has now pitched a 0% payroll tax rate for the rest of the year. Democrats don't like that. Democrats don't like you getting to keep more of your money. They would prefer a direct handout because then you see that it's coming from them, that you owe them, that you are their, you know, you're the slaves on their plantation and they're the plantation masters or at least the overseers on the plantation. So President Trump, in a meeting with Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday, pitched a 0% payroll tax rate. It would last through the rest of this year. And this is part of an economic stimulus plan that he's trying to run through because already the panic has hit our economics here, our coronanomics. The White House is also considering federal assistance to the shale industry as oil prices have tanked in recent days due to a price war that I talked about yesterday between Russia and Saudi Arabia. There was also discussion of making the payroll tax rollback permanent, said the official, who declined to be named. Payroll taxes are used to fund Medicare and Social Security. When asked about the potential cost of a payroll tax cut, the official pushed back and asked, why is there always a focus on the cost of tax cuts? That's right. They don't ever ask about the cost of any government programs, right? I mean, we don't have to worry about the cost of Medicare for all. We don't have to worry about the cost of free college for everybody, right? We don't have to worry about the cost of free K through 12. Oh, see, it's all free. We just say it's free. We don't have to worry about the cost. We don't have to worry about the debt or the cumulative deficit. But boy, these people become fiscal hawks when they talk about letting you keep more of the money that you work for, don't they? Boy, they watch that like a hawk. They're going to fight you for every crumb on your dinner table. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, they hate you having any kind of a tax cut. Why? Because then that is money that you decide how to spend. They want to have control over your life. That's why Bernie said after the Trump tax cut, he said, the loot in the treasury, that's my money, he thinks, right? What you worked for actually belongs to Bernie Sanders. That's part of the socialist mindset. And, you know, that is money that belongs to the government. And President Trump was stealing it by allowing people to keep it before they sent it to the government, allowing them to keep more of their work, more of their wages, more of their time that they spent to get that money, right? So whenever you start talking about tax cuts, boy, that gets the Democrats up in arms. And what he's talking about here with Medicare and Social Security, this is, if you look at your pay stub, you're going to see a 6.2% tax from Social Security, and you're going to see a 1.45% tax on Medicare. So it's about 7.65, I think. And that is only half of what is going into it because your employer does the other half. That's the way they like to hide it, right? They have matching contributions, they call it. What it is it's hidden. Half of the cost is hidden. You think your employer doesn't know how much you cost them? They know that your cost of hiring you is the wages that they pay you plus an additional 7.65. If they can't figure out that, they're not going to be in business for too long because they don't know what their costs are. If you don't know what your costs are, you can't make a profit. And of course, when we're talking about people who are self-employed, that's not hidden if you're self-employed. You see the full 15.3%. Coming out of your salary check. So that's what President Trump is talking about. It really is 15.3% of all the wages that are out there. He's talking about putting that on for a year, but Democrats don't like that. They say, oh, look at this. He's just worried about the stock market. No, he's trying to help people who are actually working for a living, and the Democrats can't stand that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The evidence is overwhelming. Coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon designed to destroy nation states, economies, and free peoples, and usher in a planetary government. This is how the globalists are striking back. Here's a Fortune headline today. Fears of global coronavirus contagion rage as 3,000 cruise ship passengers return home. And that's just in one nation. Coronavirus deals major blow to German car factories in China. They're reporting it could cut their sales in half this year. That's how major this is. Everyone needs to be prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games. InfoWars will continue to report the latest information as it comes out, regardless of the fact that the establishment will try to punish us for telling the truth. We need you to step to the plate and help spread the word about Band.video and InfoWars.com today.
Hanneman, if I'm pronouncing that right. What do you think's really going on? And thanks for calling.
So, yes, I was in Costco a couple weeks ago. I was getting ready. I went to buy a bunch of toilet paper and some things before the crowds really hit. And I had my phone. I had your show going on, sticking on my pocket so I could hear it. I wasn't using headphones. And this lady stops and says, who are you listening to? Who's that talking? I said, this is Alex Jones. And she just got, her eyes got wide open. And she says, really? I thought he was off the air. And I said, no. And I told her, I explained, you know, the whole situation and told her where to go. She wrote down, you know, band.video and also InfoWars.com and just said he's still on.
I run into people at the grocery store, at the mall, on the hike and bike trail, and they go, oh, Alex, I used to love you. I wish you were still on air. Are you ever going to go back on air? And I'm like, we're on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 TV stations and cable stations. We have our own streams at InfoWars.com and band.video. And they go, really? They said you were off the air because they took the deplatforming as off the air. No, we have our own platform. InfoWars, InfoWars, InfoWars.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Viva Mineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12 back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there, 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com are the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Try to make some sense of it all, but I can see.
You know, as we look at what is happening on the Greek and Turkey border, we see the usual globalist publications, like the Financial Times, are not at all concerned about the coronavirus when it comes to that particular border, right? As a matter of fact, they say that Fortress Europe is an illusion, said the Financial Times. Said, Europe cannot ignore the Syrian migrant crisis. The EU will face flows of migrants and asylum seekers across the Mediterranean for decades to come. And Europe can't repel this invasion, they say. It's delusional to say, to think so, says Financial Times. Now, these are the people who are always supporting more and more foreign wars, endless wars that are going to create refugees. Except that's not even the case here. Only 4% of migrants arrested at the Greek border are Syrian. You'll find that at EuropeInfoWars.com. Dan Lyman, Paul Joseph Watson. A small percentage of migrants attempting to storm Greece's border with Turkey are from Syria, according to the Greek media. It says 64% of them are from Afghanistan, 19% from Pakistan, 5% from Turkey, 4% from Syria, 2.5% from Somalia, and 5.4% from Iraq, Iran, Morocco, Ethiopia, Bangladesh, and Egypt. So this is not as much as they want this to be. You know, we go in and we create these endless wars. And again, it is a, you could say that it's based on what's happened in Afghanistan, but it's not based on what's happening in Syria. That is the lie that is being told by Erdogan for his own purposes. And again, you can see the article from Watson. One Greek farmer on a tractor using a water cannon to repel migrants trying to break through the border. Because as you have the Greek police and military go to the border, you have the Turkish military using drones to organize tear gas attacks on the Greek border guards and sending their special forces to the front, ordering people to go forward, preventing them from returning. Turkey sent 1,000 special forces to the EU border to prevent migrant return. So they basically are going up to the border, putting a bayonet to the back of these Afghans and other people, saying, go across, go into Greece. We're not going to let you back in here. And then attacking the Greek border patrol. And so the individuals there, like you see this farmer on a tractor, are fighting for their own homeland. As AFP points out, citizen patrols are warding off the invasion on the Greek-Turkish border. They talk about one particular farm worker, Sakis, who is 38 years old. He's clad in military fatigues, wide awake. He patrols a river right next to the Turkish border. His goal, he said, is to defend the gates of Greece and of Europe. Some of these border patrols are well-equipped police. But in a large degree, these are people who are living there at the border, people trying to defend their homeland. You know what we call those people? Patriots. Patriots. And what did we do here in America to the people who went to the border, acted as eyes and ears, doing recon at the border and notifying the Border Patrol and the police when they saw people coming across so the police could arrest them? Oh, no, we arrested those people, didn't we, here in America? We shut them down. He explains the idea is to avoid an invasion. As he heads off to check his sector, he has a hunting rifle slung over his shoulder. He doesn't sleep, and he has ever-growing exhaustion. He said, day and night, I do the rounds in my car along the river path to see if the boats are trying to make it to the Greek side. Kind of the same thing happening at our border, except our government calls these people dangerous vigilantes and arrests them, Except now, we finally have, because of the coronavirus, we have the Pentagon deploying a few troops to the California border to block the surge of migrants, because some of them might be infected. Guess what? Why wouldn't you think they would be? We're told on the one hand that it's a pandemic and you're not going to protect the border. Here's the point, though. As soon as President Trump was elected, I said, send troops to the border. He has the authority to do it. And he did. And this shows that he has the authority to do that. That is delegated to him in the Constitution. Now, President Trump is shutting down the funds to sanctuary cities because they don't have that. They've already, that power has been delegated to the federal government. Sanctuary cities, in terms of Second Amendment and so forth, that is exactly what the city government and the sheriffs and the state legislators and the governors should be doing in those states, because that power was not delegated to the federal government, but the power to protect our borders was delegated to the federal government. And we have the president as the commander in chief. He is there to stop these invasions. It was because of a lack of political will that troops were not sent and still are not being sent in sufficient number. The Pentagon is sending 160 soldiers to California's border. Now, of course, President Trump was there, allied against the entire bureaucracy, the Pentagon, and so forth. They want to keep troops abroad indefinitely. And finally, we are now starting to get some movement in that. The U.S. has started to bring troops home from Afghanistan, but they have fought him tooth and nail over that. So we're getting some troops brought back from Afghanistan. We're getting a few troops sent to the border. As a matter of fact, there was an article I've had on my desk here for several days, how the scam of bringing back quote-unquote interpreters. You know, if somebody is an interpreter working for the U.S. military in Iraq or Afghanistan, oh, that's a free ticket to come back. And Breitbart, Zero Hedge, talked about the interpreter scam that brought back 75,000 Iraqis and Afghans to America. Do you think we really had that many interpreters over there? It is a veritable Tower of Babel if we did. I don't think we had that many different interpreters over there. I think they speak with forked tongue when they say that they were interpreter. But that was a scam that they used to get these people back. And do we know that these people are reliable? I mean, this is the country that we were told we had to go to war against, but of course they can't win that war, by the way, Joe Biden, because it is an asymmetric war. They can't hold the territory, and they are bringing troops back because they can't win that war. There is no military solution there. That's the only reason they're doing it. They still don't want to protect our own borders. They will do it to some degree because they want to promote the pandemic panic. But again, Erdogan telling Greece, this is how you fix your migrant standoff. You open your borders. You let all of us in because we say so. It's absolutely amazing. But I think one of the most interesting things to come out of all this is the reaction in Finland. I've talked about how they have set up a coalition government there of young, attractive, millennial feminists. And Finland has now become Femland. But, yeah, they have crossed the finish line. It is over for the Finnish. Their idea of how to help Greece is they're going to send border guards to help the migrants claim asylum. Even though only 4% of them are coming from Syria, these millennial Marxists, for the most part, are clueless as to what is really going on. You've got the Greens, you've got the Reds, the real Reds, the Marxists, the socialists, they have a coalition government there. And these young women think that they have the problem solved. They're going to go and hold the hands of the invaders as they come across. And this is really kind of becoming the Scandinavian disease. Sweden is deep into the Stockholm syndrome. As you see a debate on TV between a Muslim teacher and a Muslim politician, the Muslim teacher says, you don't like to see little girls in veils? Well, then just move out of Sweden because we now own this place. That's really where they are. Denmark, 62% of young Somali migrants are convicted of violent crime by the age of 30. And I guess the other 38% they send to Congress, like we did Ilhan Omar, the Marxist, the offspring of a Marxist liar who lied to get in the U.S. as a Marxist representative of the government. He was not entitled. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us. And it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And People told me about it for years, and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
It's wonderful that so many people are now thinking about preparedness and that we're seeing record food sales, not just here, but across the world. That's good. People need to be self-sufficient. The average person is living hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck, and doesn't even know how to change their tire. We need to reverse this trend and start getting prepared. And that means even with just the basics, even a 3-week food supply that you know is always there, that you only go to in emergencies. That said, boosting your immune system is just as critical, or even more so. And things like DNA Force Plus, that's now back in stock, is so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, the engine of your body. It's back in stock, 40% off right now, along with Ultra 12 and along with Vitamin Mineral Fusion and a bunch of other great products that are finally back in stock. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today and support the InfoWar while living a healthy and better life. A total 360 win.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
6 weeks ago, we warned you that the choreographed nature of the global media and governments concerning coronavirus told us it was a major globalist operation. Now, whether it's super deadly or not, the issue is it's being used by the globalists as a weapon against the world economy and against nation states and against the populist movement here in America and against InfoWars. And that means against you. So however you're going to do it, now is the time to get ready and to get prepared with emergency supplies and items that are known to boost your immune system. They're all at InfoWarsStore.com. High quality storable food when nobody else has got it. Super powerful formulas like DNA Force Plus, X2, X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and our Nano Silver line of products, a bunch of which has been sold out, but a bunch of which is coming back in later this week. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com and get prepared.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. I just want to remind you again, make sure that you have prepared, as I had the Patriot nurse on in the last hour, saying the main thing you need to do is make sure that you're not buying a lot of junk food that's going to put your body, your immune system under stress. Make sure you get good things that are going to help to keep you calm, that are going to fight inflation. You can fight inflation too. You can lock the price in for 25 years if you get storable food. But to fight inflammation, you want to make sure that you've got things that are actually going to build up your body and not tear it down. And you go out and get a lot of junk food, even if it's in a can. It's going to put your body under stress, and you're going to need more medical help, and you may not be able to get those drugs. So prepare wisely. Prepare, but prepare wisely. You have an opportunity now to prepare. This thing has been moving out very slowly. We've had a lot of advance warning on this. But now it is starting to accelerate. And so you need to accelerate your preparation if you haven't done so. So when we're talking about the types of things that you put aside, as I pointed out in the interview with her, my family thought it'd be kind of fun to go back and watch Blast from the Past again, one of my favorite films. the dad I've always strived to be was that particular guy. I don't prepare that well, though, but if you remember the movie, they get locked into a bomb shelter for 35 years, and he's got this whole massive complex, self-sufficient. But one of the things that he wanted to make sure he was prepared for was his favorite stuff, like Dr. Pepper and pipe tobacco. Don't take that as things that you necessarily need to prepare for. No, you want to make sure you got things like DNA Force Plus. Seriously. Yeah, this is a plug. This is what keeps our program going, but it's also something that is going to be a boon to your health. And right now, it's back in stock. You can get it 40% off single bottles. You can get it 50% off 2, 5, or 10 packs. Also, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. So you don't have to take a lot of pills. You can have the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. It's got vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and you can drink that. So you don't have to swallow a lot. You can get that 40% off. You can also get vitamin B12, Ultra 12, 40% off. You can buy the two of them together in a pack and save 50% off. So you want to make sure you've got stuff like Bodies. Talk about something. She was talking about people stocking up on canned junk food. And so that's going to create inflammation if you eat that kind of stuff, exclusively especially. Make sure you got something that is going to go the other way. Bodies, turmeric, a natural, very powerful anti-inflammation product. 40% off Bodies at InfoWarsStore.com. And then, of course, the storable food, making sure you got a gravity feed, water filter, all of that available at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, in the amount of time that I've got left, I want to talk about another kind of sickness that I want to keep coming back to because, folks, this is really the sickness that is really taking down this country, and it is an epidemic. And that is the sexual depravity that we have in this country. And here's a good example of it as it folds in again, yet again, into the schools. And this is not even a situation where they're pushing pedophilia with the transgender agenda, but this is a situation where you've got school employees just looking the other way as a young girl, a 14-year-old girl, is sexually molested for weeks and then finally raped in a school bus that was designed specifically for kids with physical and mental disabilities. This 14-year-old girl in Fulton County, Georgia, she's going by the name in the lawsuit by the name of Jane Doe. She was abused by fellow special needs middle school students on a daily bus ride for 2 weeks, and the bus driver did nothing about it until the day that she was raped. She was identified, as I said, by Jane Doe. It was alleged that between April the 4th and the 20th of last year, she was groped and molested by another student who left a seat on the specialized school bus to sit next to her. Again, this is not the full-size school bus. This is a special school bus for physical and mentally disabled kids. According to the lawsuit, another student was emboldened by the lack of discipline and restraint shown by the first student and went on to assault the girl. The young girl recounted the horrific details of the assault. All of it occurred within view of the bus driver. He was right there, doing nothing, perhaps watching it. Operating the bus specifically designed for these kids. It only had 3 or 4 rows of seating, a very, very small bus. So he was right there. This was right on top of him. 10 instances described in the lawsuit during that period culminated in the rape of the girl aboard the bus. Even on that day, the only thing the bus driver said was that he, quote, noticed something. When the girl was stripped naked, physically battered, and then raped. He said he noticed something. This is in a small bus, 3 or 4 rows. Fulton County School said the driver was immediately separated from the district. Why isn't he in jail? That's what I want to know. Absolutely amazing. It's not a matter of whether or not it happened. We have it on video. We have a video of the rape. We have medical confirmation of the rape. Isn't he an accessory to that? Shouldn't he be given the treatment of Harvey Weinstein? I mean, Harvey Weinstein is going to jail for 23 years unless Hillary Clinton has something to say about that. He might get the Epstein treatment, but to get him to shut up and go away. But still, I can't believe what is going on in the schools. Here's another example. While that is allowed and while they stand by and do nothing about that, we have a federal court ruling in a fight. This is a fight that's been going on for 5 years. A football coach, Joe Kennedy, was fired in 2015 because he silently knelt on the 50-yard line after football games and did a silent prayer. They told him, you can choose between your faith or your job. And he said, well, I'm not going to stop praying silently on the 50-yard line. So they fired him. And he's been running this through the courts. And finally, we've had, in his latest round, he's lost again because the courts don't support the free exercise of religion. As a matter of fact, they agree with this atheist group that we should have freedom from religion. That's the exact opposite of what the Constitution allows. I want to play a little bit of an interview with this particular coach. Let's do a video clip number 3.
You and the First Liberty Institute filed a lawsuit against the school district last month, and you say that your First Amendment rights were violated. Take me back. What happened? How long have you been praying? I know this is all about faith.
Right. After every game, I always took a knee and for, 15, 20, maybe 30 seconds, giving thanks, for what the kids just did on the field. And after all these years, the school finally got a compliment from one of the districts and said, hey, what the football program's doing is awesome. So they actually started an investigation and it led me to where we are today, where the school said you could choose between your faith or your job. And I stood up for my faith and for the Constitution.
And lost your job.
Yes, ultimately I did.
Now, last October, the school district suspended you. They fired you. And now you don't have that job. You're still working for the government. But why do you think that this suddenly became an issue now? You've been doing this for 7 years.
Yeah, I wish I had a really good answer of why. I just see more and more things popping up in the news every day that all of our freedoms and the Constitution really isn't mean anything anymore today. So I don't know why today, but somebody's got to stand up and say enough is enough.
So you can have drag queen story time hours. You can even have drag queens coming in and handing out stickers to kids who are 4 years old saying future drag queen. You can do all of that kind of stuff. You can have psychologists come in. And they can gaslight kids into gender confusion, gender dysphoria. You can have family courts that say we're going to, in a divorce situation, we're going to chemically sterilize this young boy when he turns 8. God, that's some kind of magic age of consent or something. You can have all that kind of stuff, but if you have a coach silently kneeling and saying a prayer, that has to be stopped. You understand where we are now? Do you understand where these institutions are? Do you understand where the government schools are? Do you understand where the courts are? How much more evidence do you need to see where this is? Well, here's another data point. Kellen McBreen has a story up on Infowars.com. 2 major Minnesota cities announce a holiday celebrating abortion. Celebrating abortion. And they've got signs that make abortion great again. Folks, this is the whole point. This is not even about tolerance, right? Just like it isn't about the transgender, it's not tolerance. They don't want you to tolerate this. They want you to celebrate this. They demand that you celebrate it. They're going to destroy the society, and they're already doing it. That's it for the show. One more thing, judicial supremacy must be destroyed. This is a good example of it right here.